This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
You didn't elect me to tell you what you wanted to hear. You elected me to tell you the truth.
And President Obama says that truth is he needs four more years to turn the economy around. Rallying Democrats to wrap up their convention, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
The base here in Charlotte was electrified as President Obama accepted his party's nomination and pointed toward the future. He also pointed toward his rival, Mitt Romney.
The choice you face won't just be between two candidates or two parties. It will be a choice between two different paths for America. A choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future.
The president talked about creating jobs and about paying down the debt. Both he and Vice President Joe Biden today hit the ground running with campaign stops in New Hampshire and Florida, Dave.
And also Jeff, Mitt Romney, he spent the week doing debate prep, but today the Republican will also be rallying in New Hampshire and in Iowa. His campaign was quick to respond to the president's speech last night, issuing a statement.
He offered more promises, but he hasn't kept the promises he made 4 years ago. Americans will hold President Obama accountable for his record. They know they're not better off, and it's time to change direction.
Fox's Doug Luzader. The jobs report, due out in about 90 minutes, could add more fuel to the political debate.
Today's Labor Department report is not expected to signal significant change to the economy. A consensus of economists points to 135,000 jobs created in August, probably not enough to bring down the unemployment rate from 8.3%.
That's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Bermuda is getting ready for Leslie, which could be a Category 2 hurricane when it passes by Sunday. People are stocking up on supplies and hotels are getting cancellations. To the British, he's Prince Harry. To NATO, he's Captain Harry Wales, just deployed again to Afghanistan, where he'll be a co-pilot gunner on an Apache helicopter. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to Safe Light.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking in and around campus starting at only $10. Public pay lots are located throughout campus and can be found near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, as well as the Central, Northside, and West Campus parking garages. There are free shuttles that run to many on-campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic, parking, and pedestrian information, log on to transport.tamu.edu.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get ready on September 6th through the 9th for 4 days of live music featuring headline entertainment from Fred Andrews and Honey Brown, Cody Johnson, Brandon Ryder, and Rick Trevino. Tickets are just $10 and include full access to the concerts, rodeo, and fair. Season passes are available for $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, and Producers Co-op. For information, log on to BrazosValleyFair.com or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kellybert Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. How important is it to find and obey the one true gospel? Are we not all going to the same place, just by different paths? What does the Bible say? In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me." Notice that he doesn't say one of the ways. He instead says, the way. This tells us that there is only one way. In Matthew 7:13, Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Notice that he doesn't say that we are all going to find the gate that leads to life. He clearly states that few will find it. In Galatians 1:9, the Apostle Paul writes, "If any man preaches any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed." Friends, there are many teachings out there, but Jesus tells us there is only one narrow path that leads to life. Study the Bible yourself to find out if you're on that path. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. More than a year in the making, state officials have finalized new regulations requiring photo IDs when getting a vehicle title. Brazos County Tax Assessor-Collector Christy Rose says this applies to titling a vehicle and first-time registrants.
This will happen at the dealership, and then you will see people that are buying person-to-person transactions that come into the tax office will also have to show a photo ID, but only in a title transaction and initial registration with that title transaction.
Rose says the new laws do not apply to registration renewals. The Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable's Office has returned to full staff following last month's death of Brian Bachman. Bill Oliver of WTAW has that story.
At this week's County Commission meeting, acting agency head Jeff Reeves promoted Johnny Campbell to take his place as chief deputy.
I can tell you Johnny's got 33 years of experience in law enforcement, and most of that with College Station PD as a sergeant. Very experienced, has a lot of knowledge about the street, and knows what he's doing. So that was a simple choice there for me.
More than 3 weeks has passed since the gunfire in Fidelity Street and College Station, and Reeves says they're pushing forward with the help of many supporters.
And I know that's what Brian would want us to do, like I said, carry on his legacy. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to run the office the way he ran it, and not going to change a whole lot, that's for sure.
Reeves also hired Reserve Officer Robert Hewitt to fill Campbell's full-time slot. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you're visiting the Fan Zone before tomorrow's A&M home football opener, you'll see the recently completed Coldus Plaza. The newly created outdoor space between the Coldus building and Rudder Tower opened on Thursday. That means Joe Root Boulevard becomes a one-way street between Houston and Throckmorton. The passenger drop-off area in Rudder Circle will be accessed via Houston to Joe Route, then out via Throckmorton. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. A map of the plaza can be found online at WTAW.com. The Better Business Bureau is warning of a scam involving a Utah-based payday lending corporation that can surprise you with a processing fee of $29.95.
It's a Utah-based company called Zeal Funding Services, LLC, but they also have some other aliases, MyCash Guardian, MoneyLeaf, and MyMoney Toolbox.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says complaints have come from more than 40 states, including Texas. Online at WTAW.com is more information about avoiding suspect offers and what to do if you become a victim. School districts who are powered by Bryan's Electric Utility are getting a rate adjustment. At the last City Council workshop, BTU General Manager Gary Miller said next year's electric cost for the Bryan schools will be $300,000 less than originally expected.
Bottom line is that we are going to put them in proper rate classes based on the type of service that we're providing them, and their rate will stay about the same. It's going to go up somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.5%.
Miller says Bryan ISD saved $400,000 last year because the district was in the last year of a negotiated rate contract. There are new leaders of the Salvation Army in Bryan College Station. Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have been in town since June after graduating from the Salvation Army College in Atlanta.
My wife was a charge nurse, a registered nurse in Fort Worth at a big hospital. And labor and delivery is what she specialized in. And I was running a 3,200-acre ranch up south of Dallas, and we were pretty content. We're making good money and thought we were going to retire there, and then the Lord started speaking to me, and it took many long rides out on my horse and just praying about it, and finally just surrendered to the call, and we within a year's time we sold off everything and moved to Atlanta to the college up there.
Michelle's parents are majors with the Salvation Army in Abilene and will retire next year after 46 years. And Jeremy had been involved in that ministry for 20 years before starting full-time. Texas says it will seek a waiver from the U.S. Department of Education to avoid federal accountability standards imposed by the No Child Left Behind law. Texas had been one of several large states nationwide not to seek reprieve from some mandates of the law. Education officials said they were reluctant because they feared the federal government might eventually impose a national curriculum. But the Texas Education Agency posted notice online Thursday saying it intends to seek the waiver. The decision comes just 5 days after new Education Commissioner Michael Williams took his post. Recent state statistics show that nearly half of Texas's public and charter schools failed to meet No Child Left Behind accountability standards, which are getting progressively more rigorous annually. That's a sharp increase from previous years. WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 75 degrees. More news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family for your investment. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
High pressure is still in control. Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up around 100 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Partial sun with the chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs tomorrow are going to be close to 90 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, it should be somewhere around 60. Then during the day Sunday, we're mostly sunny. Temperatures climb up to about 90, so hopefully becoming more comfortable through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Going to take a look at sports a little bit, and we're going to see the little football game that's going to be in town. You may have heard about it, Fighting Texas Aggie football in the SEC and all the high school football action coming up just a little bit before 7 o'clock.
Who are you?
My name is Kevin O'Connor.
Oh.
Woo-hoo.
Oh.
We're so glad you're here.
I was trying to fit in so seamlessly. To be real honest, guys, it is a true honor. True honor to be here. I have been excited to work here for a long time.
Well, good. And we're glad that you are here.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... Now what, where every day is going to be St. Patrick's Day between you two? Is that the way
Oh, Faith and Begor, I could do the whole show like this for you if you'd like.
No, we do whatever you want, Scott. You are the captain.
Great, okay.
After all.
We'll have to wear something green every day. Is that it?
And no, and right before the sports, they'll say, get out there, Kevin, and show them how it's done.
Thank you there, lots. Scott's going to jump off the building St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'll club him with a piece of ham.
Well, but you see, that's the deal, is I have Scottish blood, and so I must wear orange on St. Patrick's Day.
I always thought you were Italian.
Well, I mean, that's...
DeLucia.
Yeah, well, sure, that's the last name.
You sounded so exotic in Italian.
You know, at the other side of that, though, was a McDonald.
Oh.
So there you go. So we got a little bit of that
McDonald.
Going on.
You're Scottish. So, you know, Irish is Scottish.
Yeah.
So he likes McHaggis.
No, I don't think so,
I love haggis, just for the record.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you.
I've made haggis.
Well, you know, that was just the next place I was going, is, you know, you made those little Oreo cheesecake thingies for Chase's going away, and that was great.
They were delightful.
They were really, really good.
Oh, shucks.
But I really don't want you to make little haggis things for us.
Why not?
Because they don't look good in those SpongeBob SquarePants cupcake things to begin with, which is nasty. But I just, you know, I think I saw it on, like, Anthony Bourdain. I mean, you know, where they actually did haggis, I guess, in this fancy restaurant, you know.
Yes, I saw that one, too.
With china and silver and stemware
now,
and all that.
Haggis is a nice food.
No, it's not.
It's the only organ meat originating thing I will eat. But you know what I've learned in my studies of ancient culinary history?
Okay.
You know the word garbage?
Yeah.
That used to mean, like, the entrails.
Huh, gosh.
So you say he's eating garbage.
Yeah.
You know it's 6:16 in the morning, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm shocked that that's, entrail food. Wonderful. Here we go.
Yeah. Information. There you go. Sounds good.
Yeah. He's been listening. He practiced all week.
I
could hear
him.
He was out in the hallway. I could hear him.
See, I always thought I was going to be Mation, and the other person would be Info.
No.
It just didn't work out that way.
Because it's Info, you see. That's it. That's the news would be Info.
Oh, so what does Mation have to do with?
Nothing, really.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door, and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you've driven across the great state of Texas lately, you've probably noticed that things are a little bit greener this year. We're starting to recover from the worst drought in our history, and that means lots of mowing, pushing, pulling, and lifting to do. So Mahindra Tractors is here to lend a hand with superior performance and value at a competitive price with a deal that's as tough as Texas on their full line of heavy-duty 18 to 83 horsepower tractors. After all, Mahindra Tractors are assembled right here in the Lone Star State. So head on over to J5 Tractors in Normandy and Navasota and take advantage of zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2013 during the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Plus, get up to $400 cash back on implements. But don't wait too long. The Red Tag Sale will be gone before you know it. Hurry into J5 Tractors for this toughest Texas deal and take advantage of rock-bottom prices and special financing on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And it's National Lazy Moms Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I guess for you moms who might be. Don't know.
Does that count as a Mr. Mom?
Well, I guess I mean, why not? You can do that. You qualify, right?
Is there such a thing as a lazy mom?
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine. I just, you know, the kids have got to be out of the house by the time you get a chance to at least relax. And it's also Google Commemoration Day. That's when Sergey Brin and Larry Page, a couple of guys at Stanford, said, what are we doing here?
let's go make a mint.
Yeah, let's go do Google things. But it's a very interesting deal, though. Part of that is that the university, you know, obviously helped them along And as a result, they got a pretty nice chunk of Google stock to get things started.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, so that's between the Hewlett-Packard guys and the Brin and Page guys. It's like they needed two nickels to rub together out there anyway, but nonetheless. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Let me see. Birthdays, Gloria Gaynor. May I remember her?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Chrissy Hyde, ring a bell?
Well, yeah, but how old is Gloria?
Gloria's 63.
Is she? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Chrissy Hyde is Pretenders. Right. She's 61.
Uh-huh.
And this one I know is going to excite you a great deal.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree.
Oh, talk about Shaft.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
He's 70 today.
She's going, what are they talking about?
No, actually what I'm sitting here thinking is, oh, Roundtree.
Uh-huh. No. Mm.
No, that last name comes from the Roundtree. It's, it makes fruit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but, shut your mouth.
Yeah, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. There we go.
It's a British tree.
Corbin Burnson is celebrating today. He is 58.
Arnie Becker on L.A. Law a long time ago, and then he lost his hair and had to change his parts.
Yeah. And let me see. You want to jump to Saturday?
Oh, no. Who else we got?
Evan Rachel Wood,
nah.
25.
Okay. How about Julie Kavner? Who's like Marge Simpson's voice.
Oh, okay. I hadn't gotten that far yet, but yes.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's okay. She's 62.
That was pretty good.
My brother does it the best.
Does he?
Yeah, my older brother.
Y'all said, boy, I can imagine Thanksgiving at your house must be a lot of fun.
Oh,
boy. Sure
kids
is.
Get together and do their Simpsons routine.
Get gathered around the haggis.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, what else we got?
Now we move to Saturday. David Arquette, 41.
Oh, okay.
Pink is 33.
Really? What's her last name? Like Floyd or Lemonade? Or
Panther.
Okay, Panther. Could be any of those, yeah. All right.
Martin Freeman from The Hobbit, 41.
How did she get that name? Do you have any idea?
Her hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was her hair color, and they thought that would make her a little different.
Yeah,
oh,
kind of like Blondie.
Okay.
You know.
Why not? Yeah. All right.
Let me see. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You may remember him from...
Oh, The Lion King.
I was going to say Home Improvement,
but maybe.
The Lion King, too, sure.
31, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Heather Thomas.
Wait a minute, you never saw Home Improvement. Is that what you're
basically... No, I used to watch Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
I love Tim Allen.
Okay, but he was in The Lion King, too, was he? Yeah, really.
Okay. That's what he used to do.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Heather Thomas is 55 today.
Mm-hmm.
And Sid Caesar's 90.
He's still alive.
And one of the most incredible, the Sid Caesar show, if you're, I'm an old TV geek.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. Amazing.
And Adrian Cronauer.
Yeah. Been here.
I've met him.
Yeah.
Adrian Cronauer, the guy that was the movie with Robin Williams. Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah.
It is his birthday today as well, 74.
All right. What do we got for Sunday?
Hugh Grant. To err is human, to forgive is divine, Brown.
Yeah, what the hell were you thinking, right?
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
You know, after that show, that appearance on The Tonight Show, Jay Leno was never number two again.
Nope.
Ever. Ever.
Nope.
He can thank Hugh Grant for that.
Absolutely. And Divine Brown.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
He's 52. Adam Sandler is 46.
When you talk
One of my friends played basketball with Adam Sandler. Just going to throw that out there.
I mean, just like a pickup game or on a regular basis?
He was from my friends from California, and he went into the YMCA, and Adam Sandler was like, hey, you want to play basketball? And they played
like
basketball.
There you go. Yeah. And when you talk cerebral actors...
Adam Sandler comes to mind.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, right.
I mean, first thing.
Sure.
Henry Thompson.
Thomas.
Oh, Thomas, I'm sorry.
Who, you know, used to live here.
Really?
Yeah, he went to
here
Blinn.
Here at BBC.
He went to Blinn.
I'm just
kidding. And in fact, I think in the, I don't know if it's still, but I think the original Freebirds, they had like an autographed picture.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's where is the original Freebirds?
That's on University Drive at Northgate.
Northgate.
Oh, cool.
First one in America.
Could we go there instead of getting a famous bowl whenever
we inaugurate
Kevin into the show?
No, we can't do that. Hello.
Why not?
Hello.
Are you answering the phone or are you being
I am.
Ugly?
No, I'm just saying hello.
Hey, hello there. Can we go ahead and just find out if anybody famous peed in Cat's yard?
What does it have to do with anything?
Well,
and I don't have a yard. I live in an apartment. Thanks for bringing up such a painful subject.
That's the truth is that Rin Tin Tin made an appearance in San Antonio, and Tom's dad ran a car dealership there.
Tom who?
Tom Turbyville.
Oh.
And I think Rin Tin Tin peed in his yard.
Oh, uh-huh. I see.
So that's an old time reference from, and I'll bring you all up to speed. You know, that's kind
Thanks.
Of old stuff that
yeah,
you know.
I've heard that there's been some question about whether or not I'm a reincarnation of Tom Turbeville.
You have a lot in common. Hello.
Wasn't the first Freebirds in California? So.
Well, actually, you know, they did. The guys started there, and then yeah. what they did is that's true.
I think we were the first franchise.
Yeah, they said, where else can we go? And corporately, now they're in College Station. But anyhow, you're right. Moving on.
So back to Henry Thomas, 41. He played Elliot in E.T., for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
Tom Wopat.
Uh-huh.
Dukes of Hazzard, 61 today.
I think Scott doesn't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
I know what it is. That's all I can say.
One of my absolute very favorite singers right now, Michael Bublé, 37. Yeah. Spells his name Michael Bubble, but
he does, yeah.
We'll do it properly. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics is 60. The unfamous one from the Eurythmics.
Uh-huh.
Mario Batali from Molto Mario.
Of course.
50. Great cooking show, though. 52. Mm-hmm. Joe Theismann, 63, with the worst television accident ever.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
We can't talk. We don't have time. But,
okay.
Yeah, he broke his leg really badly.
It was gross in front of everybody. And Rachel Hunter's 43 on Sunday.
And Angela Cartwright, just to make you feel old, is 60 years old. There we go.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You can't ignore that Sandra Fluck was the face of the Democratic Party, a law school graduate delivering a speech most notable for its angry feminist rhetoric and, frankly, false and misleading charges. And, frankly, there's an edge or a dose of narcissism in here and self-pity. You know, she spreads untruths about the positions of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, whose policies she ludicrously insisted is out there saying would leave women dying in hospitals, repeating a falsehood that women were not allowed to speak at a congressional panel discussing religious liberty. But you set the lies aside, you have Ms. Fluck succeeding in basically showing America that it is a nation that is committed to oppressing, subjugating women.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sean Hannity here. If you spent $1 every second around the clock, every second, it would take 31,688 years to spend $1 trillion. Yet, your government has managed to put us in nearly $16 trillion of debt. We've got to bring sanity back to government. Now, the Tea Party patriots work hard to do this every single day, and now we have a free gift to help you restore sanity, too. Now, I've joined forces with the Tea Party Patriots to give you a free Restore Sanity kit. Go to this website, one word, HannityForSanity.com, and you get your free kit. Now, the Tea Party Patriots are the leading grassroots movement that works to put a little common sense back into government. Just go to the website, HannityForSanity.com, right now, and get your free Restore Sanity kit. Your free kit contains bumper stickers, talking points, mini signs, pens, and much more. Now, we've made it easy for you to motivate your community to help stop the government's insane overspending. Get your free Restore Sanity kit at HannityForSanity.com. That's HannityForSanity.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on services and could have some items from your business in there. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 101 again today. Low temperature tonight around 76. They've kind of ratcheted down the chance of rain to 20% tonight. And 20% tomorrow, but we probably won't make 90 degrees tomorrow, which could be kind of pleasant. A little bit of a wind shift will make it more bearable. 60 for a low temperature tomorrow night. That should be pleasant. About the same numbers as far as Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday as well. Right now, humidity is 91%. Winds are from the southwest at 3. Pretty comfortable, 76.
Online recruiting picks up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job seekers got more leads from the Internet last month, according to Monster. The employment site's August index was up 6% from July, also up 6% from August of last year. The agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting industries did the most recruiting last month. The government's report on the number of jobs actually added last month will be out this morning. Economists say weak job creation could argue in favor of more stimulus measures from the Federal Reserve. Amazon took the wraps off its new Kindle line of electronic readers and tablet computers. The top of the line Kindle Fire tablet with a high quality display and 4G connectivity costs $499. The least expensive Kindle Fire is now priced at $159. And Apple is working on a custom
custom online music service. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple has opened licensing talks with record labels to launch a service to compete with Pandora. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Human beings universally find it threatening when they discover others are talking behind their back. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
If you want to do your very best work, you should probably do it in the morning.
Most people only have a few hours of really, really high-level thinking ability every day, and tends to be after a good rest in the morning.
David Rock, author of the book Your Brain at Work.
And what we do is we get to work and we use that for things that absolutely exhaust our brain that don't really create much. So the first thing is use your brain's resources wisely. They are very limited every day.
What's fascinating, says David, is your brain is always categorizing everything that is coming at you either as a threat or a reward.
The biggest rewards and threats are actually social. And I'll give you an example. There are two things that you can do to really upset someone. One is to, of course, threaten them with physical violence, which we shouldn't do. But the other is to say to someone, let me tell you what other people have been saying about you. I can tell you that phrase really sets people off.
Why? Because if people are talking negatively about you, it threatens your social status. And your brain, beyond your conscious control, desperately wants to protect your status.
Something like status is treated by the brain as what's called a primary reward or primary threat, meaning we treat it as if our life was in danger or our life was possibly going to get better. And it turns out status does actually improve your longevity and your health. People with high status in whatever community they're in do tend to live longer and have less overall stress.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTOW News Time is 6:32 at 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Veazey, Brazil, and their staff. They are part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. In the middle of the hustle and bustle of the A&M campus, there's a new outdoor area. Opened on Thursday was Coldest Plaza, featuring landscaping, seating, and pedestrian crosswalks along Joe Rout Boulevard between Rudder Tower and the Coldest Building. The new space means changes for motorists. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. Evenings and weekends, when there's not a home game, vehicles are allowed to go east on Joe Rout from Welborn Road to the plaza. Online at WTAW.com is a map of the plaza. More than 3 weeks have passed since gunfire on Fidelity Street in College Station took the life of Constable Brian Bachman.
WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Bachman's chief deputy, Jeff Reeves, was asked how things are going in the Precinct 1 office.
I tell you, I talked to Donna and the kids, and you look at them, and you see them, and you can't have a bad day as good as they're doing. So it makes you feel like, you know, you got to push forward and do good as well.
Since Brazos County Commissioners appointed Reeves to handle administrative duties, he's made two promotions. Johnny Campbell is made chief deputy, and Reserve Robert Hewitt returns to full-time duty.
You know, I can honestly say, I even told Commissioner's Court this, that it's probably 75% Brian's hired and 25% mine. So I think it's, you know, it's just one of those indications we're just keen on Brian's legacy and doing what Brian would want us to do as well.
And Reeves has moved to the Milliken area to establish Brazos County residency in order to be appointed to fill the remainder of Bachman's term. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan School District is in the second year of paying significantly less for electricity. The Bryan City Council was told at their last workshop meeting that Bryan ISD will spend $400,000 less than expected next year after saving $300,000 this year. City Manager Keene Register says it has to do with changing the way BTU sets electric rates.
And I don't believe we have many or any customers still on the contract rate, simply because it is a subsidized rate, and the longer you go, the bigger gap it is for those customers to catch up if you ever do go to true cost.
Register says all school districts served by BTU are moved from negotiated contracts to rate categories that are determined by consumption. In addition to new Texas license plates, the state's Motor Vehicle Department has implemented new state laws on getting new titles. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says photo IDs will be required in some cases.
They mandate identification for titling a vehicle and for first-time vehicle registrants. So those people need to be prepared to show a government-issued ID with a current photo for that type of transaction. And these rules are going to be in place as set through the next year.
And a year from now, Rose says the ID requirements will become a little tighter. The new leaders of the Salvation Army in Bryan College Station may be on their first assignment, but Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have years of experience with this ministry.
We've been around for a while. My wife, her parents are majors in the Army. They run Abilene, and they're 45 years. They retire next year at 46 years that they've been doing it. And I've been around the Army for 20-some years, not in this position or by any means, but I've been around the Army for 20-some years. So, yes, we love the Army and what they support and what they do, and we're very thrilled to be a part of that and that the Lord's given us this opportunity to come and serve Him in Bryan College Station.
The Walkers are looking for volunteers in a variety of positions. Contact them at the Salvation Army in Bryan for more information. The Better Business Bureau has received consumer complaints from Texas and 40 other states about a payday lending group surprising customers with an additional fee.
They lure people into their web by offering them payday loans. Folks will call them up, usually an 800 number, and say, you know, yeah, I want to get some money borrowed. And what these complainants are running into is that they're finding out that they're being hit for $29.95 on either their credit card or through their bank account.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says the company's no longer answering complaint calls, meaning consumers have to notify Utah authorities. More details are online at WTAW.com. And an appeals court has stayed an injunction that has blocked enforcement of parts of Texas's new voter registration laws. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided 2-1 on Thursday with the state and stayed a previous injunction by U.S. District Judge Greg Costa. Costa had struck down 5 provisions of the law and imposed an injunction. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott called the latest ruling a victory for voter integrity that helps Texas prevent fraud in the voter registration process. The nonpartisan group Voting for America says the laws make it harder to register people to vote. It also complains that they unconstitutionally restrict voter registration drives from gathering public voter information. The new laws limit who can hand out voter registration cards and who can collect completed registration forms. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians.
From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
This Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., come to your College Station Home Depot at 1615 University Drive East and test your cornhole skills for your chance to win backstage passes to ESPN College Game Day and tickets to the big game. Enter the Glidden Team Color Sign Painting Contest. You could have a chance to win backstage passes to ESPN College Game Day and tickets to the big game. It's all happening at the Home Depot from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Disturbed area of weather in the Gulf of Mexico is weakened. It's also shifted further south. Looks like it's not really going to have much of an impact on our weather. Hopefully, we're going to be able to push some cooler weather down from the north as we head through the weekend. Another scorcher today, sunshine at 100, clear tonight 75, partial sun, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, up around 90. Tomorrow night clear, cooler 60 to 65, sunshine on Sunday with a high closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And then the sports guy says,
oh. Up next, we got some exciting sports brought to you by Kevin O'Connor. It's going to be a good weekend here in the Brazos Valley with a big game coming at Texas A&M. He'll have more for you later right here on WTAW.
In about 10 minutes.
Wow. Does the whole tease for you, does he? Wow. That's not a bad deal.
That means I don't get paid, doesn't it?
Yeah, Chase would never do that. He'd just kind of leave Tom hanging. So.
Well, thank you for the heads up.
There,
I appreciate it.
Got that happening. Okay, so let's see. The conventions are over, and now we can get back to regular television.
Yes.
All that stuff that was on there.
All those commercials.
My head hurt, but I listened because I felt like I needed to, but my head hurt. I was really tired of that by the time 9 o'clock rolled around, and I had another hour and 10 minutes to go. But anyhow, so that convention's over, and now everybody goes out and starts
finding something else to complain about.
That's true. And the thing is that there's, you know, this is not a swing state, so we're not going to get bombarded with the presidential commercials, at least on the local level. We might get some on the national level, so that'll be nice. We'll get a little breather from that before our local type races come in, and they will come in.
I do have to share a picture that I saw on the Facebook.
It said. Is that your Facebook page?
Yes. One of my friends had put this up. It said, "How you see their candidate," and it was Darth Vader, like with his hand up, like how Hitler.
Right.
And then it was like, "How you see your candidate," and it was a picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Uh-huh. And then it said, "How both the candidates really are," and it was Jar Jar Binks making a thumbs up with his tongue hanging out.
There you go. That's it.
That pretty much sums it up.
Pretty fair, yeah. Last night Joe Biden tried to, in his speech, say that Mitt Romney was not a bad guy, and you know he got people to not boo too much, and. And actually, Joe Biden gave a pretty good speech. It was
It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, I thought it was. He is able to certainly evoke some empathy in the way that he speaks, and because he did have a background that's very difficult. Obviously, he lost his wife and a child in an accident. He's remarried, and he spoke to his wife first before the rest of the convention from the stage, which I thought was pretty neat.
That was cool.
And but what happened too, and we don't. I don't know if we'll hear stories about this or not, but the logistics that were caused with them moving the speech inside.
Well, they had to jostle another 50,000 people. They said, sorry, can't come.
Right, exactly. And actually, they had had a little bit of that problem the night before on Wednesday night. They closed the doors at 8:15 Eastern time. That meant that, I mean, and that's almost 2 hours, well, it was more than 2 hours before Clinton took the stage. And, I mean, there were members of Congress who could not get in.
Ooh, I bet you that went over well.
Yeah, and but the deal is it's the fire marshal. Fire marshal says, I don't care who you are, you can't get in. So I don't know logistically how they got that worked out, and I haven't heard any stories about it today. But it will be interesting to find out. And, again, because it was going to be that big, they were trying to bus a lot of kiddos in, I know, to try to experience a political national convention.
Because that's so much fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least they could say they'd been there. It's kind of like, you know, root canal surgery.
Ooh, sign me up. Yes. Let's go twice.
It's like everybody's going to have their wisdom teeth out. Let's have a practice one.
So they did that. And so there's some people who probably were a little bit disappointed over that situation. But I don't know that there's much else that you could do. And so anyhow, and that's really about all people are talking about. Actually, you had that story this morning, too, in Texas that they're going to look for. We have a new education commissioner, in case you didn't know, Roger Williams. He's had the job for about a week. And what, No Child Left Behind, huh? They're wanting to not be a part of the expenses involved in that.
Yeah, so it's like a big giant do-over.
Yeah, and so we'll see how that happens. And obviously, they're going to change the standardized tests in Texas, and that's something that I'm sure the politicians are going to have to look at, because I know that there are a lot of teachers on the ground who are not happy.
As someone who has multiple friends that are teachers and has gone to public school, I have some kind of strong opinions about those.
Oh, all right. We'll look forward to that.
I don't think anybody likes them, though.
No,
that's
true.
Kind of across the board.
It is, and but the other thing is, and we'll be talking to the state representative and the state representatives. And the state senator as well as as the Texas House and Senate get into session in January about what they're going to do, because they haven't fixed financing yet. I mean, they haven't fixed school financing yet, and they're waiting for the courts to solve the problem for them, which is, you know, kind of the easy way out. But we've danced that dance for, 20 years or so and still don't have it right. So we will chat with them, but I know that there are teachers who are concerned about that and the funding.
And there's so much squirrely business going on. I mean, do we blame if kids are not performing well in school according to, like, the way that the teachers have been told they have to teach?
Mm-hmm.
And then people fire the teachers or blame the teachers because the kids are not doing well. Do we fire policemen when there are more criminals? Mm. You know, I mean, it just doesn't really makes sense.
I like that squirrely business.
Yes.
You pretty well just lined it up right there.
I think that's perfect.
And we will. Obviously, we'll be talking about that a lot as time goes on. All right, 646.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Oh! Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new genome exhibit.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You've been hearing it for years. Maybe this year you'll get involved. Fall is a great time for planting. Trees and shrubs planted now will establish good root systems long before the spring growth spurt and even farther in advance of the traumatic days of next summer. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? The fact is, you probably do. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market are going to include onions, carrots, peas, collard, and mustard greens, broccoli, and cauliflower. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, pecans, and Rio Grande Valley citrus. Oh my, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Again, the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. Nurseries have outstanding supplies of quality plant material this time of year, and nurserymen have more time now than they will next spring to help you plan your new plantings. In that spirit, let's look at some tips to replanting an existing landscape. We remodel our home's interiors periodically. Let's remodel the landscape. Start by determining your family's needs. Perhaps they've changed through the years since your landscape was first planted. Where you needed play areas before, perhaps you'd like room for a flower or vegetable garden now. Determine exactly how each part of your landscape should be used. Next, identify the parts of your existing landscape that you intend to save. Large shade trees and privacy hedges, for example, might take years to replace. Ground cover beds, low border shrubs, and even turf grass, on the other hand, can quickly be changed out in your remodeling program. You'll also want to consider all the non-living parts of your landscape, including fences, sidewalks, patios, and walks. Do you need to make changes? Do they function properly? Could they stand modernization? Keep your mind open and entertain all options. Sometimes removing a perfectly good plain concrete sidewalk and putting an attractive brick, flagstone, or concrete paver walk-in, maybe in a different and more interesting location even, can make a night and day difference in the appearance of your landscape. If your landscape has been established for more than 10 years, you'll certainly find many new and exciting plants to include in your redo. The trend in the past decade has been toward dwarf plants with smaller forms of hollies, nandinas, crepe myrtles, junipers, pyracanthus even, and pittosporums being just a few of the common examples. You'll enjoy your new landscape more if you avoid the taller plants that require frequent pruning and shaping. There's also quite a great trend toward herb and perennial plantings, and landscapes now are less formal than they were 15 or 20 or 25 years ago. These are often included in cottage garden-style plantings reminiscent of the early 1900s in Texas. Many nurseries now offer old rose varieties dating back beyond 1900, antique roses they are. Many of the earth-kind roses recommended by Texas A&M Research, many of those are antique roses. You'll want to use curved beds along with some type of edging to delineate your plantings. Metal edging in curved patterns works quite well, or you can use sections of pressure-treated wood posts sunk vertically in the ground far enough that the tops are just above the soil surface. I like that green metal edging, though it's the easiest to use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day.
come rain or shine or hail for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the work site, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra has been named by J.D. Power and Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra Double Cab for $299 a month for 36 months with $2,599 due at signing. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 10-1-2012.
Good morning from Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Take a look at your sports. The 24th-ranked Gators are coming to Aggieland tomorrow for the first SEC game ever at Kyle Field. You may have heard about it. Here's Coach Sumlin on Florida having one game under their belt, and this being A&M's first.
Or not. We can't hear him.
You can't hear that?
How's he going to handle opening on the road? So whatever happens,
I've got everything.
It's the first game.
There you go.
Could you hear it then?
Yeah, we heard him then.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, you're new to this.
I'm still trying to get this board figured out.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll move on then to Ryan Swope, who's also equally excited about the first game here at Aggieland.
There's a great vibe in the air right now. Great, character on this football team, senior leadership. Guys are just flying around, and I could really tell yesterday that this team's ready to play, and we're just really anxious to get on the field.
You can catch the Aggies' first game of the season against Florida on ESPN or right here on News Talk 1620. WTAW, the official flagship station for Aggie football. Of course, it's Friday night. The lights go on. The bands are going to crank it up tonight for the second week of Texas football. Tigers of Consol will go to Waco Midway to take on the Panthers. The Vikings will travel to Magnolia to take on the Bulldogs. After a rough opener last week, here's Coach Rogers on what needs to happen tonight.
If we're going to get to be the team we want to be, we've got to execute better. We've got to keep the offense. That's where we've got some skill. We've got ability to move the ball down the field. Offensive line played relatively well. So it's important for us to get our offense clicking so we put pressure on their defense, and which allows our defense to come out and play with a little more recklessness.
Navasota will host Cold Spring at 7:30, and Coach Lee Fedora really likes the way his defense is playing this year.
Well, I tell you, what's impressed me most about my defense is how they fly around. I mean, there's not any guys taking breaks, and we've got good enough depth right now. Knock on wood, everybody stays healthy, but we've got some young guys that are backing up. And what I like, it's full four quarters of flying around, wrapping up and making tackles. You can see they're having a lot of fun on the field.
Wrapping it up for high school football, Rutter will take on El Campo tonight at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Other sports action, Aggie volleyball team is off to a great start for 2012. The Aggies' next game is today. Delaware Invitational at they're playing Xavier at 9 o'clock. In soccer action, 14th-ranked Aggies will host 16th-ranked Long Beach State today at Ellis Field. The contest is at 6 o'clock. For those of you who can't make the game, we'll be televised on the Fox Soccer Channel, and that's at 10 o'clock. If you haven't heard, we lost an NFL great. Art Modell passed away at the age of 87. At your sports update, I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice Certified Roofing Crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the Presidential Roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
United Roofing brings you the weather. It'll be hot today, about 101. Tomorrow, not nearly as bad, about 90. And a low tomorrow night, around 60. 76 now, WTAW, College Station. Right.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 60 days before we vote.
I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Hoping for four more years.
We are moving forward, America.
The President rallying Democrats to wrap up the convention. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
President Barack Obama accepted his party's nomination last night, calling this election a fight.
To restore the values that built the largest middle class and the strongest economy the world has ever known.
He also called it a choice between two different paths for America. And while Democrats blasted Mitt Romney for lacking specifics last week, Republicans said the same of the president last night. Both candidates hit the ground running in Iowa and New Hampshire, and both will likely also talk about the jobs numbers out today. One will ask for change, while the other will ask for more time. Dave?
Now, Jeff, in a half hour, we get that key jobs report. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It's considered a big measure in this election, but economists don't expect to see much change in today's unemployment report. It's predicted 135,000 jobs were created last month, not enough to impact the current 8.3% unemployment rate. After this report, just two more will be released ahead of the presidential election, Dave.
Jared, earthquakes have rocked China, triggering landslides, damaging thousands of homes, killing at least 50 people. The destruction also making it tough for rescuers to reach some hard-hit areas. Southern California also got a jolt around midnight local time.
It was felt widely in the Los Angeles area, up into the Beverly Hills area especially. That's where it was centered.
But Jessica Turner at the U.S. Geological Survey says it was minor with no damage reports. It's as bad as Al-Qaeda. The U.S. is going to designate Pakistan's Haqqani Network as a terror organization for fueling the Afghan insurgency, attacking the U.S. embassy in Kabul, and most recently, killing civilians in a bombing outside a U.S. base. Slapping a terrorist label on Haqqani makes it easier to target it militarily and financially. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
If you drive a European car,
You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hey, Aggieland Business Park, basically the birthplace of the biotech revolution in Aggieland, is having a special grand opening coming up next Thursday, starting at 4:30. Jim Jett, who's class of 66, has put this together. It's 120 acres on FM 60, about a mile past the airport at Jones Road. Now, there are some buildings that are already there and some clients that are already there, but there are dozens of lots that are available, and Jim will build to suit for you. They have this is where the portable clean rooms are, which is the heart of the vaccine manufacturing programs that are going on at the A&M Health Science Center. And also, when GCON came to Bryan College Station, they chose Aggieland Business Park because of its proximity to the A&M Health Science Center and the new bio corridor. And Jim is able to customize and build these facilities really almost immediately. So if you want some more information, you're invited to come out. Again, be an opportunity for you to see the, now the official ribbon cutting will be from 4:30 to 5:30. Chamber of Commerce will be there for that. There'll be speakers from the chamber and from GCON as well. There'll be food and drinks, I mean, barbecue, all that. You'll get a tour of GCON's manufacturing facility as well. And if this is something that you're interested in right now, and you want to pull the trigger on it, then you can go to aggielandbusinesspark.com/suites and find out more about it. Certainly, you're invited to come out next Thursday starting at 4:30 as the Chamber of Commerce has their deluxe ribbon cutting at Aggieland Business Park, just past the airport on FM 60.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongo's.com. And don't forget to like Montelongo's on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. More than a year in the making, state officials have finalized new regulations requiring photo IDs when getting a vehicle title. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says this applies to titling a vehicle and first-time registrants.
This will happen at the dealership, and then you will see people that are buying person-to-person transactions that come into the tax office will also have to show a photo ID, but only in a title transaction. An initial registration with that title transaction.
Rose says the new laws do not apply to registration renewals. The Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable's Office has returned to full staff following last month's death of Brian Bachman. Bill Oliver of WTAW has that story.
At this week's County Commission meeting, Acting Agency Head Jeff Reeves promoted Johnny Campbell to take his place as Chief Deputy.
I can tell you Johnny's got 33 years of experience in law enforcement, and most of that with College Station PD as a sergeant. Very experienced, has a lot of knowledge about the street and knows what he's doing. So that was a simple choice there for me.
More than 3 weeks has passed since the gunfire in Fidelity Street and College Station, and Reeves says they're pushing forward with the help of many supporters.
And I know that's what Brian would want us to do, like I said, carry on his legacy. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to run the office the way he ran it, and not going to change a whole lot, that's for sure.
Reeves also hired Reserve Officer Robert Hewitt to fill Campbell's full-time slot. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
When you're visiting the Fan Zone before tomorrow's A&M home football opener, you'll see the recently completed Coldus Plaza. The newly created outdoor space between the Coldus Building and Rudder Tower opened on Thursday. That means Joe Route Boulevard becomes a one-way street between Houston and Throckmorton. The passenger drop-off area in Rudder Circle will be accessed via Houston to Joe Route, then out via Throckmorton. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. A map of the plaza can be found online at WTAW.com. The Better Business Bureau is warning of a scam involving a Utah-based payday lending corporation that can surprise you with a processing fee of $29.95.
It's a Utah-based company called Zeal Funding Services, LLC, but they also have some other aliases, MyCash Guardian, MoneyLeaf, and My Money Toolbox.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says complaints have come from more than 40 states, including Texas. Online at WTAW.com is more information about avoiding suspect offers and what to do if you become a victim. School districts who are powered by Bryan's Electric Utility are getting a rate adjustment. At the last City Council workshop, BTU General Manager Gary Miller said next year's electric cost for the Bryan schools will be $300,000 less than originally expected.
The bottom line is that we are going to put them in proper rate classes based on the type of service that we're providing them, and their rate will stay about the same. It's going to go up somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.5%.
Miller says Bryan ISD saved $400,000 last year because the district was in the last year of a negotiated rate contract. And there are new leaders of the Salvation Army in Bryan College Station. Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have been in town since June after graduating from the Salvation Army College in Atlanta.
My wife was a charge nurse, a registered nurse in Fort Worth at a big hospital. And labor and delivery is what she specialized in. And I was running a 3,200-acre ranch up south of Dallas. And we were pretty content. We're making good money and thought we were going to retire there. And then the Lord started speaking to me. And it took many long rides out on my horse and just praying about it and finally just surrendered to the call. Within a year's time, we sold off everything and moved to Atlanta to the college up there.
Michelle's parents are majors with the Salvation Army in Abilene and will retire next year after 46 years. And Jeremy had been involved in that ministry for 20 years before starting full time. Texas's Secretary of State says Democrat Bobby Guerra has been elected state representative for District 41, filling the spot vacated by the resignation in June of Veronica Gonzalez. The Secretary of State declared Guerra the winner last week to fill the unexpired term because he was the only candidate that filed in the special election. The special election was only to fill the rest of Gonzalez's term. Guerra faces a Republican opponent, Miriam Martinez, in the November 6th election to determine who will hold the spot for the next 2 years. Gonzalez, a Democrat from McAllen who is an attorney, had accepted a job with the University of Texas Pan American as vice president for university advancement. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnerman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it all day long online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnerman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnerman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnerman Flooring today.
You know, we usually talk about what's going on at Downtown Uncorked on Fridays, but remember that all week long there's a reason for you to stop in and visit. If you like a laid-back, kind of unpretentious atmosphere, you can have comfortable type seating on sofas and padded chairs, and or they can put together a long table if you want to do it that way. Whatever kind of environment you want to have where you get together with your friends and enjoy some wine. They have, by the way, over 100 bottles of wine that start at $5 a glass. If you're a beer person, they've got domestic and craft beers, about two dozen of those. at downtown Uncork. But most importantly, they have a great atmosphere for you, whether you want something that's kind of excited and jazzy with your friends or you want to do something that's laid back and comfortable, kind of like if you were in your living room, but yet you're out on the town. If you don't know a lot about wine, you know a little bit, and what you want to try to experiment and expand on, Fridays is a good time to be there because they have Friday night flights where you can either make up your own flight or they'll pre-select some flights for you. If you know kind of what you like, then they can put together a couple of others that are a little bit different but along the same line. And as a result, you kind of expand your palate a little bit. The more you know about the wine that you're drinking, then you may want to try and stretch out and do some different things. On Tuesday, they have pizza and wine for $10. Wednesday is something that's really taken off from day one. They've been doing it for, I don't know, a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Women Gone Wine, where you get 20% off the entire menu. And then on Saturday nights, they have some weekend specials. And then the first Sunday of every month is Jazz Jam. So check Facebook for the specials and the upcoming events at Downtown Uncork. Live fast, uncork, sip slow.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling. It starts with you, it ends with us, and it benefits us all. That's BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure still in control. Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up around 100 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Partial sun with the chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs tomorrow going to be close to 90 degrees. Clear tomorrow night. It should be somewhere around 60. And during the day Sunday, we're mostly sunny. Temperatures climb up to about 90, so hopefully becoming more comfortable through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we're going to take a look at that little old football game in the SEC coming into the big school across town. We've also got Texas high school football, and we lost a great one in the NFL. We'll share more of that with you coming up at about 10 till.
All right, who are you?
Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Kevin O'Connor.
It's Kevin O'Connor. He's like the third member now who's joined us officially today. He'd been hanging around all week long, and we finally said, okay, well, you can go in there.
It was the free food that brought me.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
it.
Goodness.
And, you know, Fridays are really pretty good for that, and every once in a while we'll beg for it.
There was, like, pizza yesterday when I came
there
back.
There was
yeah.
pizza?
Well.
I missed the pizza.
Well, that was just see, you got to hang around more often.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Hey, the Brazos Valley Fair is going on. It got kicked off, goes through Sunday, and actually, I guess it really kind of started unofficially Wednesday when people got a chance to see all the carnival stuff that's
yep.
going on
How
out
exciting.
There.
How exciting.
Gates Ride will, everything.
Yeah, there you go. Gates will be open at 4 o'clock today. They go till midnight. Then Saturday, they open at 10 in the morning, and Sunday, 11 in the morning, and cost $10 to get in. We'll give some tickets away, actually,
Yay.
Later on today.
How exciting.
And, yeah, if you're under four, it's free, but, you know, you may not enjoy it all if you're under four.
You've got to be this tall to ride the ride anyway.
That's right. They do have buses, I know, that they're doing from the Health Science Center today and tomorrow and Sunday if you want to do that. It's a free shuttle to and from the fairground, so if you'd like to not have to worry about any parking hassle there right at the Expo Center, then you can do that. The Express Clydesdales are going to be on display today
Ooh.
And tomorrow during the fair. Stagecoach rides are also going to be given on Saturday.
I was going to say, does Express and Clydesdale seem kind of like an oxymoron?
Well,
I was just thinking it was part of the Express that was going from the med center.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, before we do the Clydesdale shuttle, huh?
I was just thinking, I didn't really think draft horses were that swift at booking it.
They aren't. That's true. And also the Ranch Rodeo, you know, is going on there. Cowboys and cowgirls from all over the place. And tomorrow they've got a 5K fun run, so lots of stuff going on. And if you want some more information, it's right there online at BrazosValleyFair.com. BrazosValleyFair.com.
So that's the oxymoron.
That's it? What?
Fun run.
Fun.
And that's actually the title of that 5K is Hightailing It for Heifers.
Oh, very nice. Also today, I don't know that we'll necessarily be able to get there, but begins the famous one-armed dove hunt in Olney, Texas.
Wow.
Every person with the loss of the use of an arm or a hand, or is a hand amputee, is invited to go to Olney for the event.
Interesting.
Wow. It's the one-armed dove hunt. Also includes the glove swap. Which is okay. Yeah. Okay. You got a righty? Hey, I need a lefty.
The lefties on this side, that's all the righties
right
over here.
They have the telling of the one-arm jokes and tales.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have a one-arm golf tournament. So,
wow.
There you go. That's at the... and I don't believe I'd ever heard of this before.
I haven't either.
No, that's kind of cool.
I love it.
It's the... is there a radio station in Olney, I wonder?
Not a clue.
Probably there, not.
We could look them up and try to call them.
Yeah, well, that was the whole idea. Yeah, I may do that. Olney, yeah. What? I don't know. When do y'all look up Olney, Texas?
How do you spell it?
Kevin, why don't you? O-L-N-E-Y. O-L-N-E-Y. It's Olney, Texas. It's out in West Texas.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's the last picture show was shot out in Archer City, and Olney is right out there not far from that. And in fact, the fictitious name of the city, Anarene, in the last picture show, was a town that actually was close to Olney. So,
okay.
There you go. That's all the Olney trivia I happen to know.
I actually played a one-armed man in golf. There's a guy that travels around.
And oh, okay.
Brained me.
I thought you were like you're an actor and you played that.
No.
Okay.
Yes, in a previous career,
exactly.
I was an actor.
He did that, so he came around and played you, huh?
And, well, he would stay at one hole, and you give him $5 for the charity of the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And, closest to the pin, and it was remarkable.
Yeah.
you talk about feeling bad about yourself after that.
Yeah. So there you go. So he beat you, I'm guessing.
Oh,
well,
drubbed me.
Couldn't find a radio station, but I do have a newspaper number.
Yeah, well, they're probably not there.
Yeah, they probably open at 8.
I'm guessing that's a weekly.
Yeah, and it probably is a weekly. That's true. So.
Well, the Navasota paper is a weekly, but they're there every day.
That's true. Well, we may give them a call after 8 o'clock this morning and see. Because, again, we're always looking for signature events here in the cities. And if we could grab that away from Olney, that might not be bad. Okay, so Philadelphia police say a 29-year-old man removed from a Thursday flight in handcuffs because his friends thought it would be just hilarious.
Oh, no, to
call in a fake security threat.
We can't talk about this.
Why?
Because that's part of my news thing for this hour.
Oh, it
in
is.
10 minutes.
Oh.
We can talk about it in a second.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
we'll rewrite the whole show for
yeah,
you.
We'll do just anything in the world that we need to do for Kat because she's kind of new here.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
I can't really be mean. She covered for me earlier.
That's all right. We'll move on. In news that should shock and probably awe every person out there, people don't actually like to work at their jobs.
I like to work here.
Well, I know. This is inside work with no heavy lifting. It's not like other people who have...
Well, I've done inside work that...
Okay.
That
you didn't enjoy. According to a recent study, since we don't actually like our jobs... We keep getting distracted from our spreadsheets and webinars and such, and shockingly, the biggest culprit of this...
Facebook.
No, and it's not cat videos, as some might think. It's good old fantasy football.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, thanks to our favorite fake sport, and it's a fake sport. American business could lose as much as $6.5 billion because of fantasy football this year, according to a study from the firm Challenger Green
Christmas.
Good heavens. Has Brian Broadcasting ever done anything kind of similar to fantasy football, but like, I don't know, seeing like which news person goes with, or not news person, but on-air person goes without messing up a word or whatever for the longest time or a comparison?
Now, that would be so short, it wouldn't.
Yeah. The over-under on that would be 5 or 10 seconds.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure we could tweak it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, have you ever played a game like that?
Normally there are those kind of games, but they're really called drinking games.
That's what
they're
I was
associated
thinking.
With the consumption of alcohol.
Well.
Yeah. They go, okay, let's wait. Okay, don't drink until Kat screws up a word. All right, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, or something like that. Don't drink until Scott has dead air. All right, there we go.
It's the old Hi Bob game.
Hi Bob?
Yeah, well, I guess you weren't in that college like I was. You watch any Bob Newhart show, and
okay.
Because they always, Hi Bob!
Oh,
every time
I gotcha.
They do it, you
okay.
got to take a drink.
Got to take a drink, that's it. So now what they've said, and again, the $6.5 billion, I don't know where they come up with that. They said, let's get a shocking number, but... the study is rough and it's not scientific. They estimate, though, that 22.3 million U.S. American workers spend an hour each week managing their fantasy football team. Cost to the nation's employers in terms of wages to unproductive workers in your typical 15-week fantasy football season. That's how they get the $6.5 billion. And, you know, again, not part of my world, but I can imagine that people's phones probably blow up every Sunday afternoon as they tweet back and forth to one another or text back and forth one another as one of the guys on their team does something that gets them more points.
Oh, without question. Yeah. And just listening to 1150,
yeah,
everybody's talking about Ogletree when he had such a big game for the Cowboys. It's like, who picked this guy? He was a third team. He almost didn't make the Dallas Cowboys football team.
So did somebody have him on the team and all of a sudden he's a point maker?
Oh,
for
yeah. Him. Yeah. Everybody's looking at this guy going, okay. Yeah.
Again,
what did you know?
Yeah, it's interesting, and again, it's easy enough to start one up nowadays because you know, ESPN and the others have some pages where you can go. And in fact, as you know, Mayor Barry's son is the lead analyst for fantasy football on ESPN, and so he's you know, pretty much into that stuff as well. She, however, is not. You know, we asked her once why she didn't. Yeah, well, I would think that her son would be able to help her. But also what happens in a lot of these things is it's just an opportunity. They all have friends from around the country. They go, hey, let's have a draft. Oh, hey, let's go to Las Vegas and have a draft. Or, hey, let's go to New Orleans and have a draft. So it's an opportunity for you to get away from your life and go into someplace, you know, like Las Vegas or New Orleans, and they have your draft, which you could really do over the phone or on your computer with Skype or whatever. And then
a Skype conference call about fantasy football.
Oh, believe me, you don't think that's happening?
Oh, I bet FaceTime happens all the time.
Yeah, without a doubt.
What
yeah.
can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. It's 726 on Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. High today around 101, then 76 tonight with a slight chance of showers. What we're going to get out of this deal, there was a wind shift. Winds will come out of the north, and tomorrow a high might be 90 degrees. Low temperature will be around 60. That'll be pleasant. Do about the same thing for Sunday and Monday as well, and then we'll maybe start climbing a little bit again. But pretty nice as far as the weekend. If we could get a little rain, that'd be all that much better. Right now, humidity is 91%. Winds are from the southwest at 3. We've got fair skies, and it's 76.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful 5-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When it became known that Democrats removed platform language recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, there was a degree of embarrassment. When it became known that Democrats removed each and every reference of God from their party platform, well, there was a tidal wave of embarrassment. So the Democrats tried to address the disquiet. The party walked it back, reinstating 2008 platform language that said the government should give those who are willing to work hard the ability to realize their God-given potential. And a resolution was introduced to re-recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, credible as it may seem, the Democrats booed. C-SPAN cameras were in the House, and they caught Democrats booing God and Jerusalem. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland was booed when he introduced the measure to recognize Jerusalem, and Convention Chairman L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa had to beg the Democrats many times to vote, finally strong-armed them into passing the measure. Now, what does this tell you? There's no question that Obama's relationship with Israel's frosty. You check that. Hostile. And now his fellow Democrats reveal their deep animosity towards Israel in public for the whole world to see. They even booed the sole mention of God that was finally allowed in their platform. Abortion, same-sex stuff, in there. Entitlements, welfare, food stamps, high taxes, in there. God, not wanted. And that's the Democrat Party of Obama.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. In the middle of the hustle and bustle of the A&M campus, there's a new outdoor area. Open on Thursday was Coldest Plaza, featuring landscaping, seating, and pedestrian crosswalks along Joe Route Boulevard between Rudder Tower and the Coldest Building. The new space means changes for motorists. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. Evenings and weekends, when there's not a home game, vehicles are allowed to go east on Joe Route from Welborn Road to the plaza. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a map of the plaza. More than 3 weeks have passed since gunfire on Fidelity Street in College Station took the life of Constable Brian Bachman. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Bachman's chief deputy, Jeff Reeves, was asked how things are going in the Precinct 1 office.
I tell you, I talked to Donna and the kids, you look at them and you see them, and you can't have a bad day as good as they're doing. So they it makes you feel like, you know, you got to push forward and do good as well.
Since Brazos County Commissioners appointed Reeves to handle administrative duties, he's made two promotions. Johnny Campbell is made chief deputy, and Reserve Robert Hewitt returns to full-time duty.
You know, I can honestly say, I even told Commissioners Court this, that it's probably 75% Brian's hire and 25% mine. So I think it's, you know, it's just one of those indications we're just carrying on Brian's legacy and doing what Brian would want us to do as well.
And Reeves has moved to the Milliken area to establish Brazos County residency in order to be appointed to fill the remainder of Bachman's term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan School District is in the second year of paying significantly less for electricity. The Bryan City Council was told at their last workshop meeting that Bryan ISD will spend $400,000 less than expected next year after saving $300,000 this year. City Manager Keene Register says it has to do with changing the way BTU sets electric rates.
And I don't believe we have many or any customers still on that on the contract rate, simply because it is a subsidized rate, and the longer you go, the bigger gap it is for those customers to catch up if you ever do go to true cost.
Register says all school districts served by BTU were moved from negotiated contracts to rate categories that are determined by consumption. In addition to new Texas license plates, the state's motor vehicle department has implemented new state laws on getting new titles. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says photo IDs will be required in some cases.
They mandate identification for titling a vehicle and for first-time vehicle registrants. So those people need to be prepared to show a government-issued ID with a current photo for that type of transaction. And these rules are going to be in place as set through the next year.
And a year from now, Rose says the ID requirements will become a little tighter. The new leaders of the Salvation Army and Bryan College Station may be on their first assignment, but Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have years of experience with this ministry.
We've been around for a while. My wife, her parents are majors in the Army. They run Abilene, and they're 45 years. They retire next year at 46 years that they've been doing it. And I've been around the Army for 20-some years, not in this position or by any means, but I've been around the Army for 20-some years. So, yes, we love the Army and what they support and what they do, and we're very thrilled to be a part of that and that the Lord's given us this opportunity to come and serve Him in Bryan College Station.
The Walkers are looking for volunteers in a variety of positions. Contact them at the Salvation Army in Bryan for more information. The Better Business Bureau has received consumer complaints from Texas and 40 other states about a payday lending group surprising customers with an additional fee.
They lure people into their web by offering them payday loans. Folks will call them up, usually an 800 number, and say, you know, yeah, I want to get some money borrowed. And what these complainants are running into is that they're finding out that they're being hit for $29.95 on either their credit card or through their bank account.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says the company is no longer answering complaint calls, meaning consumers have to notify Utah authorities. More details are online at WTAW.com. A man caught up in a mid-air explosives hoax that forced his Dallas-bound plane to return to Philadelphia was arrested on outstanding warrants when the plane eventually arrived in Texas. Philadelphia resident Christopher Schell was flying home to Texas on Thursday to celebrate his 29th birthday with family and friends when the flight turned around. Upon landing, he was escorted away at gunpoint by law enforcement. Philadelphia police say they'd received a call alleging he was carrying a dangerous substance, but later determined it was a hoax, insisting Schell did nothing wrong. But at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Schell was arrested on outstanding warrants. Airport spokesman David Magana says the warrants are from North Texas law enforcement agencies, but declined further comment. Phone messages to Schell weren't immediately returned. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can get it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongo's.com. And don't forget to like Montelongo's on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, it's 7:40. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 7752-WAY.
The disturbed area of weather in the Gulf of Mexico is weakened. It's also shifted further south. Looks like it's not really going to have much of an impact on our weather. Hopefully, we're going to be able to push some cooler weather down from the north as we head through the weekend. Another scorcher today, sunshine at 100. Clear tonight, 75. Partial sun, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, up around 90. Tomorrow night, clear, cooler, 60 to 65. Sunshine on Sunday with a high closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, now it's not like we're not like 60 Minutes in that it's a bunch of old people, but to add new elements to the Infomaniac show does not happen very often. We consider that Chase was here off and on for like 12 years, and Tom was here for 19.
And you've been here since God was a baby.
That's exactly right. But we have a new Infomaniac.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
You're very talented, Scott.
Thank you.
Where did you find an ocarina?
Yeah, there. So.
Wow. All right, well, coming in at sports, my name is Kevin O'Connor. We'll check out a busy weekend in Aggie sports for you with football, volleyball, and soccer on tap. Plus, it's Friday, which means we have Texas high school football, Tigers, Vikes, Rattlers, and Rangers all busy this evening.
Okay, so now you have to do like the mini bio like Kat did.
Yeah, oh, no, and after that music, I feel like we should light him some fireworks. What do you say, Scott?
Yeah, well, we could do that. Well, you have fireworks?
Oh,
very nice. Oh.
My name is Kevin O'Connor. Yep. I like the fireworks, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. He likes
Do you like
walks.
Long walks
I like
on the
long
beach?
Right. Walks on the beach, exactly.
And pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Thank you, Rupert Holmes. I actually old radio DJ from years. I played football and ran track in college on a scholarship. I have a beautiful daughter that I affectionately call EJ. And until I broke my hip about a year ago, I am an avid cyclist.
How old is EJ?
6.
Okay. Well, we'll hear stories about her,
oh,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Aaron Joe in the garden,
yeah,
no.
Okay. Very, very nice. Do you put her in a little pointy hat and make her stand out there by the...
I was pretty convinced by the time she turned six she wouldn't know her name because I've called her everything. Ah. She's got so many nicknames.
There you go. So anyway, and you have. You've been in Bryan College Station for a long, long time. And
almost exactly 15 years.
Obviously, one of the things that's very important to be part of the community, to be here.
Oh, I love it here.
We welcome you for that. All right, so it's game day. I mean, you know, we're gonna have game day right here at Texas A&M University.
On Simpson Drill Field.
That's it. This is, by the way, this is the birthday of ESPN. Today is...
Da-na-na.
1979, I think, or something like that is when it started. But so there you go. It was then called the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
In New England.
Yeah, and they're still up there. So anyway, so I got four tickets to the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair.
Woohoo!
If you can tell me what team has been involved in more game day broadcasts than any other. 695-1620. Which school has been involved in more game day broadcasts than any other?
I can eliminate one, can't I?
Well, yeah, if you want to, that'd be easy.
Okay. It can't be Notre Dame because they're always on NBC.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's the but on ESPN game day, this team has appeared more than any other. What's the answer?
Florida.
That's right. It's
Yay!
Florida. I hate that.
I won.
Yeah, you did. I mean, they always love when the very first caller gets the answer. Yeah, who's this?
Veronica Coit.
When did you learn that, Veronica?
From my husband sitting next to me.
Oh! Hey! Very good!
Atta girl.
It's teamwork. Good teamwork.
Yep, you should give him credit. Okay, Veronica, I've got four tickets for the Brazos Valley Fair, which is going on right now and all the way through the weekend, and we are located in Crystal Park Plaza on the fifth floor. You can come up and get that. What do you do, Veronica?
I am a teacher. I'm on the way to school.
Oh, great. What are you teaching where?
I teach 6th grade math at Sam Rayburn Middle School.
Excellent. Well, thank you for what you do. Come by and get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
see
you. Bye. All right. Okay. All right. So you think that's all you know, huh? Okay. That's all right. I got some more. I got some more.
Yay!
I got some more. Yeah. On which campus has game day been more than any other? On which campus? See, because like Florida, Florida State, I think Florida State is the one that has been on the college game day more than any other. But on what campus has game day been more often than any other? Any other. 695-1620.
So it's got to be something in the SEC.
695-1620. So there you are. Game day has been on 44 matchups more than once. Some of them, you know, you could think those great classic games, but would you consider TCU and Utah a classic?
No.
But they've done that more than once.
Really?
Yeah, they really have. Hi there, who's this?
It's a total guess.
Okay.
Notre Dame?
No, it's not Notre Dame, though, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
USC?
Nope, not USC. 695-1620. Game day has been on which college campus the most times? Hello, what's the answer?
Hello, I'm sorry.
Say what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, what's the answer?
Alabama?
Nope, not Alabama. 695-1620. Hey, what's the answer?
Texas Tech.
Nope.
Why are you laughing?
A close second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, close second. They've been there like one more time than they've been to Baylor.
They love Lubbock.
Yeah, exactly. 695-1620. College game day, of course, here at Texas A&M tomorrow. What campus have they been on the most number of times? What's the answer?
Arkansas.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. Hi, what's the answer?
Michigan.
Nope, not Michigan, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Ohio State.
That's it, it's Ohio State. Oh. Very good, yes. All right, who's this?
It's Robin Hudson.
All right, Robin, I got four tickets for you to the Brazos Valley Fair, which is coming up. Come by here to the top floor of the Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Congratulations.
13 times they've been to Ohio State. Yep, that's right.
Don't leave that part out. They get mad.
They've been to the Florida campus 11 times. And so there you go. Let's see what else might be interesting. Game day has been to an SEC home game 57 times.
Well, when you have that many national champions, that's
kind of that's more than any other conference. The next closest conference would have been the Big Ten, but they've only been there 40 times. So there you are. Here's what you wouldn't want to know. Georgia and Georgia Tech are combined 0-4 in hosting game day.
Yikes.
Probably not too good. Don't like that.
It's like
happening.
The Sports Illustrated drink jinx for them.
Yeah, it is. Lee Corso, you know who he is?
Yep.
Lee Corso has picked Florida the most times at 17. So we'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious just to see the reaction he gets when he makes his pick here.
Yeah, so we'll see how all that plays out.
Maybe
anyway,
they'll throw him in the fountain like they do the L leaders.
Oh, that'd be
great.
Oh yeah,
I would love that.
Spraying with a water hose or something like that. Yeah.
Do you remember the Minnesota September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you it's a better time than ever before to sign up and make Suddenlink your provider for phone, cable, they have security systems, and you know what? They've got NFL football, which is important to a lot of folks. Right now, savings days are going on, and you know, the connection from Suddenlink is faster than it's ever been. In fact, the internet speed upgrade, which was free of charge, has increased speeds from 50 to 100%, and right now, you've got the fastest internet in town, and you can get it for as low as $20 a month. Plus, with Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, you get tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink To Go. That allows you to stream your favorite movies or TV shows straight to your laptop or computer wherever you go, so you can carry it with you. And don't get failed by the dish. Remember, if you switch to Suddenlink today, you'll receive $300 in credits to help you with those satellite cancellation fees that'll be there. Now, video on demand, that's another great thing that Suddenlink's got for you. And, you know, coming up next week on the 11th, there'll be Snow White and the Huntsman. That'll be available to you a full 28 days before it's on Netflix or Redbox. And Marvel's The Avengers later on this month as well. So lots of reasons for you to be in touch with them at Suddenlink. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866. Or go to Suddenlink.com for more information.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
As a parent, is it important for you to do everything right? Well, how about giving yourself a break? It's your mistakes, not your perfection, that will likely create life's greatest memories. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A colleague once told me of the best birthday cake he ever had, but it wasn't for the reason you might expect. The special cake was for his 13th birthday. His mother, normally an excellent cook, forgot an important ingredient on this special occasion. When the cake came out of the oven, it was already starting to crack. By the time it was covered in icing, a 1-inch gap had split the cake down the center all the way from the top to the bottom. His mother was upset. In just a few hours, family and friends would be gathering for the party, and her special cake had a Grand Canyon carved through the middle. She thought she'd ruin her son's birthday. Instead, that cake set a tone of fun and laughter for the evening. But what's more, it became a wonderful memory the family has cherished ever since. We all try to make life as wonderful as possible for our kids. And certainly, excellence is a worthy goal. But you don't have to be perfect for your kids to have a good childhood. In fact, if you'll relax a little, the stuff that doesn't go so well can become some of your family's greatest memories. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Like I always say, behind every great football game is a great football party. And kickoff always starts at Sam's Club.
Find brand name favorites and big game savings at Sam's Club with guaranteed crowd pleasers, delicious snacks, drinks.
And don't forget the big screen.
Special savings and HD TVs from Sony, Samsung, and LG. And check out the latest smartphones from AT&T and Verizon to keep you connected to all the action.
I score more savings with my membership for everything and any event.
See why life is better in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kevin O'Connor with Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. It is time to look at your sports headlines. The 24th-ranked Gators are coming to Aggieland tomorrow for the first SEC game ever at Kyle Field. Here's Coach Sumlin on Florida having one game under their belt, and this being the Aggies' first.
You know, there's positives and negatives to both. I think any coach would tell you that they've gotten some first-game jitters out of the way. That being said, you know, the same questions are asked. Well, how is your quarterback going to handle opening at home against an SEC opponent, game day here, all that other stuff? The same questions would have been, how's he going to handle opening on the road? So whatever happens, it's the first game.
Big play guy Ryan Swope also equally excited about having the first game here in Aggieland.
There's a great, you know, vibe in the air right now. Great, you know, character on this football team, senior leadership. Guys are just flying around, and I could really tell yesterday that this team's ready to play, and we're just really anxious to get on the field.
Of course, you can catch all the Aggie action right here on 1620 WTAW, the official flagship station for Aggie Athletics. The lights go on and the band cranks up again for the second week of Texas high school football. The Tigers of Consol go to Waco Midway to take on the Panthers, and the Vikings will travel to Magnolia to take on the Bulldogs. After a rough opener last week, here's Coach Rogers on what needs to happen tonight.
If we're going to get to be the team we want to be, we've got to execute better. We've got to keep the offense. That's where we've got some skill. We've got ability to move the ball down the field. Offensive line played relatively well. So it's important for us to get our offense clicking so we put pressure on their defense, and which allows our defense to come out and play with a little more recklessness.
Navasota will play host to Cold Spring at 7:30, and Coach Lee Fedora really likes the way his defense is playing.
Well, I tell you, what's impressed me most about my defense is how they fly around. I mean, there's not any guys taking breaks, and we've got good enough depth right now. Knock on wood, everybody stays healthy, but we've got some young guys that are backing up, and what I like, it's full four quarters of flying around, wrapping up, and making tackles. You can see they're having a lot of fun on the field.
Rutter's going to take on El Campo tonight at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. In other sports news, the Aggie volleyball team is off to a great start for 2012. The Aggies' next game, they'll play in the Delaware Invitational this morning against Xavier at 9 a.m. In soccer action, the 14th-ranked Aggies will host 16th-ranked Long Beach State tomorrow at Ellis. I'm sorry, that's today at Ellis Field. Contest is scheduled at 6 p.m. For those of you that can't make the game, it will be on the Fox Soccer Channel at 10 o'clock. We lost a great one in the NFL. Art Modell passed away at the age of 87. And a quick look at Major League Baseball. The Rangers took 10 to beat the Royals 5-4. The sports headlines brought to you by Awards & More. Awards & More providing you with the best and customized marketing solutions to promote your business. With your sports update, I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit Awards & More, Inc. or call 696-3886 today.
What can you do to slow down the aging process?
Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So we just finished the sports. So ESPN has apparently come up with a deal with the Rolling Stones, the world's oldest rock and roll band.
Really?
All these bunch of 70-year-olds. Yeah, because it's their 50th anniversary. ESPN has come up with Legend to Legend. All season during Monday Night Football, you'll hear classic Stones tunes while you look at NFL highlights.
Well, how fun is that?
Yeah, ESPN has licensed 16 songs because the Rolling Stones need the money.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Scott. Exactly what I was thinking.
And they'll be used all over the network. You can check it out Monday night for the first time when the 43rd season of Monday Night Football kicks off, Bengals versus Ravens.
Faith Hill's still doing some of that too, isn't she?
Yeah, and Hank Williams isn't.
That was quite the rhubarb last year.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know about a gigantic truck that's on Highway 6 headed towards Bryan from Hearn.
Yeah.
It's blocking the road, and everybody's going 40 miles an hour, and it's a huge mess, so lots of people will be late for work.
Okay, tell us again where it's moving from, where from, to from?
It had a flat in Hearn. It looked like we sat in Hearn for about 10 or 15 minutes waiting for them to change a flat.
Okay.
And now we just passed Derek Scott headed south on Highway 6 towards Bryan, and it's a gigantic truck with motorcycles escorting it.
Wow. All right. Deal, that's right. I didn't say he said. I didn't do that. Not on me. High temperature today, about 101. Look for a low temperature tonight, probably in the 70s. And tomorrow we may make 90 with a low of 60, and we'll enjoy that for the next 3 days. So that should be pretty nice. 78 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A drop in the unemployment rate, despite a slowdown in new hiring. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the Just Out Jobs Report live in Washington.
Employers added just 96,000 jobs last month, a figure far below expectations and below the level needed to signal an economic turnaround. Still, the unemployment rate did fall to 8.1%. That's attributed to the number of job seekers giving up their job search. The government only counts people unemployed if they're actively searching for work. Also, 41,000 fewer jobs were created in June and July than first estimated. It means the economy is averaging just 139,000 jobs per month this year. That's less than 2011, Dave.
Now, Jared, that comes right after President Obama asked us to give him a second term.
It will take more than a few years for us to solve challenges that have built up over decades.
He rallied Democrats closing their convention. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
The president told voters here last night, we're moving forward, but that more time is needed.
Yes, our path is harder, but it leads to a better place. Yes, our road is longer, but we travel it together.
He also said that brighter future will require shared responsibility.
And while I'm very proud of what we've achieved together, I'm far more mindful of my own failings.
But the Mitt Romney campaign citing high unemployment numbers and slow economic growth as a valid reason to fire the commander-in-chief. Both men wasting no time making their cases on the road today in Iowa and New Hampshire, Dave.
Jeff, the U.S. is making an enemy in Afghanistan an even bigger target, ready to designate Pakistan's Haqqani network as a terror organization. This as Britain's Prince Harry goes back to the war front.
Captain Harry Wales, as he's known, on duty, giving a thumbs up as he arrived in Afghanistan this morning. He's beginning a four-month tour of duty, taking part in combat missions against the Taliban.
That's Fox's Simon Owen, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Want to win backstage passes to ESPN College Game Day and tickets to the big game? Enter to win at your College Station Home Depot at 1615 University Drive East on Friday, September 7th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You have two chances to win. Paint the best team sign in the Glidden Team Color Sign Painting Contest or beat the competition in a cornhole tournament. Check out Home Depot's College Game Day Facebook app for your chance to win prizes. Visit homedepot.com/collegegameday for details.
Aggie fans, big weekend coming up Friday. The Aggie soccer team takes on a top 24 Long Beach State, 6 o'clock. Be there to yell for your Aggies as they compete on national TV. First 100 students will receive a free Aggie soccer scarf, courtesy of Aggieland Outfitters. Following the game, head over to Kyle Field to take part in First Yell. And then after Aggie football beats the hell out of Florida, bring your football ticket to soccer on Sunday. Get a $3 ticket to watch the Aggies take on St. Mary's. For your football Friday and First Yell tickets, log on to AggieAthletics.com. Aggie soccer, First Yell, Friday, September 7th. See you there.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. More than a year in the making, state officials have finalized new regulations requiring photo IDs when getting a vehicle title. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says this applies to titling a vehicle and first-time residents. I mean, registrants, sorry.
This will happen at the dealership, and then you will see people that are buying person-to-person transactions that come into the tax office will also have to show a photo ID, but only in a title transaction, an initial registration with that title transaction.
Rose says the new laws do not apply to registration renewals. The Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable's Office has returned to full staff following last month's death of Brian Bachman. Bill Oliver of WTAW has that story.
At this week's County Commission meeting, acting agency head Jeff Reeves promoted Johnny Campbell to take his place as chief deputy.
I can tell you Johnny's got 33 years of experience in law enforcement, and most of that with College Station PD as a sergeant. Very experienced, has a lot of knowledge about the street, and knows what he's doing. So that was a simple choice there for me.
More than 3 weeks has passed since the gunfire in Fidelity Street and College Station, and Reeves says they're pushing forward with the help of many supporters.
And I know that's what Brian would want us to do, like I said, carry on his legacy, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to run the office the way he ran it, and not going to change a whole lot, that's for sure.
Reeves also hired Reserve Officer Robert Hewitt to fill Campbell's full-time slot. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you're visiting the Fan Zone before tomorrow's A&M home football opener, you'll see the recently completed Coldus Plaza. The newly created outdoor space between the Coldus Building and Rudder Tower opened on Thursday. That means Joe Route Boulevard becomes a one-way street between Houston and Throckmorton. The passenger drop-off area in Rudder Circle will be accessed via Houston to Joe Route, then out via Throckmorton. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. A map of the plaza can be found online at WTAW.com. The Better Business Bureau is warning of a scam involving a Utah-based payday lending corporation that can surprise you with a processing fee of $29.95.
It's a Utah-based company called Zeal Funding Services, LLC, but they also have some other aliases, MyCash Guardian, MoneyLeaf, and My Money Toolbox.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says complaints have come from more than 40 states, including Texas. Online at WTAW.com, you can find more information about avoiding suspect offers and what to do if you become a victim. And school districts who are powered by Bryan's Electric Utility are getting a rate adjustment. At the last City Council's workshop, BTU General Manager Gary Miller said next year's electric cost for the Bryan schools will be $300,000 less than originally expected.
Bottom line is we are going to put them in proper rate classes based on the type of service that we're providing them, and their rate will stay about the same. It's going to go up somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.5%.
Miller says Bryan ISD saved $400,000 last year because the district was in the last year of a negotiated rate contract. There are new leaders of the Salvation Army in Bryan College Station. Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have been in town since June after graduating from the Salvation Army College in Atlanta.
My wife was a charge nurse, a registered nurse in Fort Worth at a big hospital. And labor and delivery is what she specialized in. And I was running a 3,200-acre ranch up south of Dallas, and we were pretty content. We're making good money and thought we were going to retire there, and then the Lord started speaking to me, and it took many long rides out on my horse and just praying about it, and finally just surrendered to the call, and we within a year's time we sold off everything and moved to Atlanta to the college up there.
Michelle's parents are majors with the Salvation Army in Abilene and will retire next year after 46 years. And Jeremy had been involved with that ministry for 20 years before starting full-time. And Texas will soon open a stretch of highway with the highest speed limit in the country. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved the 85-mile-per-hour speed limit for a 41-mile-long toll road near the increasingly crowded Interstate 35 corridor between Austin and San Antonio. While some drivers are eager to put the pedal to the metal, others are asking if it's safe. An American Journal of Public Health report found that more than 12,500 traffic fatalities in the U.S. from 1995 to 2005 were attributable to increases in speed limits. Driver Alan Gukian of Austin counters that sometimes it's fun to just open it up. Rural West Texas already has 80-mile-per-hour speed limits on some highways, although most U.S. roads top out at 75 miles per hour. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it all day long online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Want to avoid the rush? Get your fall bridal show ticket now and save $5. Text the word bride to 23504. Then make sure Sunday, September 9th is on your calendar from noon to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station for the fall 2012 bridal show and benefit. More chances to win, thousands of dollars in prizes, and hundreds of vendors to choose from. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance, Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Text the word bride to 23504 now and save.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty there to welcome them with a packet that includes information or items for your business. Be an early bird, get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure still in control. Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up around 100 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Partial sun with the chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs tomorrow are going to be close to 90 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, it should be somewhere around 60. Then during the day Sunday, we're mostly sunny. Temperatures climb up to about 90, so hopefully becoming more comfortable through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's Friday. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Mighty fine.
You know, we keep trying to come up with a signature event for the city. I mean, it's just our
Who's
way.
Who's we?
Well, we the infomaniacs.
All right. Yeah, just checking.
Do our part to see what we can do.
And, just trying to help.
Yeah, and we thought that we had found one. Once again, it's just we can't get the information on it yet. And so I want you to know that we're still working on it, but what this one is, and you know, we hope this is something that you like. Today begins the one-armed dove hunt in Olney, Texas.
Olney. I know about Olney.
Olney is to the northwest of the Metroplex.
Yeah.
Every person with the loss or of use of an arm or a hand, or actually is missing an arm or a hand, is invited to Olney for the event. And they have the one-armed dove hunt, the glove swap.
That's my favorite. I love that.
Hey, how about it's just practical.
Righties, lefties. That's right. And then, of course, the telling of one-armed jokes and tales. And I just, you know. So we've got a call. I tried to call the Olney Enterprise. That's the newspaper there. And we haven't gotten through to them yet. I guess the switchboard is tied up. We'll hopefully talk to them and see, because, again, it's all about heads and beds, right?
It is about heads and beds, but we want to be different. We don't want to take that event that I'm sure is a longstanding event for the citizens.
Well, that's where we're going to try to find out if it is a longstanding event. I mean, I just don't know
yet. We don't want to hijack that. We would want to do something slightly different and improve upon it. So if you could find out more information, okay, that would be great.
We could possibly have the My Left Foot days, you know.
Maybe there's a whole movie about
yeah,
that.
I was going to say, Daniel Day-Lewis could be here for the first one. It could be, absolutely. It could be kind of fun. So anyway, so what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
I brought a guest.
You brought the water chick.
Water chick is here.
This is not just a guest. This is the water chick.
I've heard of the water chick.
She's awesome.
You're a legend here at BBC.
She's got a fan club.
I've heard of you. Nice to meet you at last.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, too, well, through the microphone.
Yeah, I've heard your daughter's called the chicklet. Is that correct?
Yeah, the water chicklet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It works out like that. So the thing is, now, I mean, I was just realizing it this week, now that we have a regular female infomaniac, now it's kind of like, you know, it's the battle of the sexes when we do Jethro trivia now, kind of. So,
oh,
you know.
Please. It's more like battle of the young and the old. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that didn't come out right.
Yeah. Jennifer is certainly still young enough to be part of the young, so that's fine. We'll do that. But anyway, so we need to do Jethro trivia, I guess, first before we ever get started, because, after all, we're all just here for fun. Now, Kevin, you haven't played Jethro Trivia.
No, I have not.
And so this will be your first opportunity. And, you know, you can't win every week if you don't win, every day if you don't win today. So I'm
correct.
Not trying to put any pressure on you. But anyhow, so as I try to bring this up, because I had it here someplace, but, you know, that was 2 hours ago and I lost it. And I don't know where it is now. But
just make something up.
No. I've got it. I have to open up my diesel-powered computer and find Jethro Trivia. It's our friendly little game of pop culture and trivia. There's no wagering involved. It's a multiple-choice situation. What we'll do is today, actually, Kevin, we'll let you answer last, since this will be your first time to do this.
Okay.
Today's topic is robbery. So Jay will answer first, and then Jennifer, and then Kat, and then Kevin. Okay. Robbers in North Carolina being sought by police after stealing what from what? Was it A, $30 worth of beef jerky from a 7-Eleven, B, $3,000 worth of jewelry from Kmart, C, $300 worth of cinnamon buns from Starbucks, or D, $3 million from Mitt Romney's petty cash box. Once again, robbers in North Carolina being sought by police. Did they steal $30 worth of beef jerky from the 7-Eleven, $3,000 worth of jewelry from Kmart, $300 worth of cinnamon buns from Starbucks, or $3 million from Mitt Romney's petty cash box?
I'm going cinnamon buns from Starbucks.
Okay, and it wouldn't take many, would it, at $300?
No.
Okay. All right. Jennifer?
I'm going to go with the beef jerky because I don't think you can get $3,000 worth of jewelry from Kmart.
All right. See, that's fine. And then, Kat, you're next.
I have family in North Carolina.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with a beef jerky.
Okay. There you go. And Kevin.
Alex, I'll take beef jerky for
$200. Nobody wins today.
What?
Everybody is wrong.
That's disappointing.
Two suspects are being sought for the brazen daylight robbery of $3,000 worth of jewelry from a Winston-Salem Kmart.
Oh my gosh, Winston-Salem is where some of my family lives.
Was it jewelry off of the hired staff, or was it stuff from the showcase?
But I mean, I kind of agree with Jennifer. It probably took three 18-wheelers to come up with
$3,000. I didn't even know there was a Kmart in Winston-Salem.
Well, I don't know. I'm not
sure. There isn't anymore.
Yeah, really?
That's a lot of plastic.
Yeah, oh, your jewelry's gone. Oh, I'm leaving then. Yeah, but...
All right, so there you go. Wow, I don't know that we've ever done that. I don't know that we've had a complete shutout right there. Police are looking for two men wearing T-shirts and blue jeans. Wow, okay.
Uh-oh.
That ought to narrow it right on down. They shouldn't
have any
problem.
But they're going to have lots of bling.
Yeah, and maybe some bling, too. But
heavy
I'm sure
pockets with pants that are drooping.
Almost still sterling silver. All right. Okay, what do you got for us this morning?
Jennifer Nations with our Water Services Department at your City of College Station.
There you go. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right, what do we got today?
Well, spoiler alert, I'm talking about water again.
I'm shocked.
I know.
I don't know what to think. Okay.
So, no, summer's winding down, but it's hotter now.
Yeah,
it's
a month ago
now.
We were really talking like it was,
summer's
through.
Over. Okay, that's great. And then all of a sudden it's 100 degrees and, maybe Mother Nature just waited until all the kids were having to go to school.
Actually, and again, last week had to have been the worst thing for vegetation because it was hot and the wind was blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that's about as bad as it can get.
Yeah, so we're seeing, your grass is going to be drying out. Now people are going to be starting to get those water bills. And so I just thought I'd throw out there that we do still have our irrigation checkup program happening. And what we find is that a lot of people... they're really happy with the service, but because they just don't know anything about their irrigation system. And it's not to say that, they're know-nothings. That came out wrong, but it's just they're not the easiest things to operate. And so we want to give that information to people and let them know, give them some tips on how to tell how much water their landscape needs.
Well, and also, I guess, if you decide that you want to change the way that you've watered over the years, obviously, you still want to use the convenience, but, we've talked about this for a long, long time about how often do you need to water and how you need to water. And if they want to change it and actually don't really know how to do that, you can help them with that?
Yeah, we can help them with that. And we'll give them a written report, and if there's some problems with, one zone isn't coming on at all, or, one zone, everything works fine, but this one zone, the heads only pop up like halfway. If we see things like that, then we'll refer them to a licensed irrigator. So it's not meant to replace the services of a licensed irrigator. Just give them a little bit more information. Help them spot the leaks before they become a huge bill.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of our newer water meters, we can actually get their... They're not the automated meter readers where we just drive by down the street, but we can, they're touch read. So anyway, they transmit more information than the older water meters. So if somebody just has a crazy bill, we can go back and look at their usage day by day and see if they have stuff.
Now, in the long view, we'll go back and again, this was a different kind of summer. So when will we really know? Have you got any kind of indication of what we've looked like in our water usage in College Station as opposed to in the last 60 days?
Yeah. Our average daily demand is around 17 million gallons per day, which is pretty low for this time of year, considering how hot it's been and the students are back at A&M. And last August, our average demand was the average daily demand was 22.8 million gallons a day. Yeah, that's pretty high.
That is significant, isn't it?
Our capacity last summer was about 26 million gallons a day. Right. So that was pretty, you know, and that was the average daily demand.
That's 30% down. I mean, mm-hmm. that's you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, and then the peak day last year was 24.998 million gallons. We didn't want to say 25.
25. You were really, really close. But yeah. Okay, but I mean, that's a good indication for people.
And then this year, 22 million gallons.
Good.
So we're down a good bit. So I think the conservation efforts, there's a couple of people who might be listening to me and to your show, which is very good.
Happens.
We like to have that. Yeah. And, you know, I think the conservation message is getting out there, and I just need more people to kind of evangelize, I guess, and, you know, go out there and share it with their neighbors and take advantage of the services that the city offers.
You know, we had this discussion at one point back when you'd looked at the way that you changed your pricing in water, and you did mm-hmm. change it. And obviously it was part of the purpose is to make more money for your department. But also, I mean, it was to possibly elicit a behavior change. Mm-hmm. And it appears that that has happened. Is that something that you're seeing other systems? Are you talking to other operators who are having the same situation? Did they change their rate structure and, in fact, you're seeing a usage change? Or you know, in other words, cart before the horse or chicken or the egg? Which one comes first?
No, there is a great deal of research out there on water pricing and rates and how to structure it and what kind of because utilities have they need to make a certain amount of money. They have a set budget of, you know, we got to have money to fix the pipes and drill new wells and that kind of stuff. So we have to make sure that we bring in enough money. So sometimes it's kind of weird to tell people, please buy less of our product. But
well, and but, this is, go ahead.
But, so you have to set the pricing structure enough so that you get the pricing signal, but that you're not overcharging either.
Right. Well, and again, this may be a better question for Dave Coleman, but now, does that mess up your revenue projection if they're using less water?
No, because last year was just off the charts.
Okay.
We, you know, last year isn't something that we would ever include in a revenue projection. We can look at historical usage, and we've been tracking it for a while, like where, how many people are in each tier, and you know how much revenue comes in, and how much revenue we need to bring in. But yeah, revenue projections are something that cities are always looking at. And fortunately, with us being kind of the smaller, we can look at what Austin and San Antonio and what the other cities have done, and they can take the steps and stumble, and then we can just kind of wait.
There you go. You find the good places to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that certainly makes sense. Okay, if there was some more information about what y'all do over there, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 764-6223. I do irrigation checkups. I do presentations to homeowner associations. I go to schools. I just love talking.
She's the water chick. That's it. It's Jennifer Nations. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
What else you got?
Well, obviously, it's going to be crowded in town for the game. So if you're planning on going or you have family or friends who may be coming in and they're unsure how to move around town in the most efficient fashion, we've got a link to some pretty good information on our website. It gives you maps to community shuttles, campus shuttles, pedestrian routes, Northgate parking garage, the whole thing. A lot of those maps were generated by Texas A&M's Transportation Services. But if you'll go to our website, cstx.gov, under the news section, there is a little press release that has all those links for you.
Okay. And the people should understand, if they're here from Florida, it's okay to get near the sloughs. We don't have gators here.
That's right.
Not much of a problem. All right, very good. Thanks a lot. That's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with them on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
New jobs data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job creation fell far short of expectations last month. The Labor Department says employers expanded their payrolls by just 96,000 jobs in August. The agency also revised the number of new jobs for June and July downward. The nation's unemployment rate, based on a separate survey, fell 0.2 percentage point to 8.1%. Stock market futures still pointing a little higher ahead of the Friday session on Wall Street. Intel is warning the markets its sales numbers for the third quarter will fall short of current forecasts. In lowering its revenue outlook, the chipmaker says customers are reducing inventories in the supply chain, and that's unusual. The third quarter is usually a time when supply chain inventories grow. The price wars among retailers have spread to layaway plans. USA Today says Kmart and Sears will make layaways free year-round. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-size business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month.
learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
As summer turns to fall, people begin swapping out their summer clothing for cold weather gear. According to new research at Michigan State University, plants sense the shorter days and activate something called the CBF cold response pathway. It prepares the plant for surviving the cold and shuts down fruit and seed production. The hope is that by fine-tuning this pathway, researchers can coax crops into bearing fruit and grain far longer, even as the daylight wanes. In other news, researchers at the Polytechnic Institute of New York University have developed a device that can quickly detect even the tiniest virus. It uses laser light orbiting within a microscopic glass sphere. Contact with a virus changes the light in recognizable ways that reveal the virus. The device could help in the early diagnosis of many diseases. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. In the middle of the hustle and bustle of the A&M campus, there is a new outdoor area. Opened on Thursday was Coldus Plaza, featuring landscaping, seating, and pedestrian crosswalks along Joe Route Boulevard between Rudder Tower and the Coldus Building. The new space means changes for motorists. On game days, the area will be closed to through traffic. Evenings and weekends, when there's not a home game, vehicles are allowed to go east on Joe Route from Welborn Road to the plaza. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a map of the plaza. And more than 3 weeks have passed since gunfire on Fidelity Street in College Station took the life of Constable Brian Bachman. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Bachman's chief deputy, Jeff Reeves, was asked how things are going in the Precinct 1 office.
I tell you,
I talk to Donna and the kids, and you look at them, and you see them, and you can't have a bad day as good as they're doing. So it makes you feel like, you know, you got to push forward and do good as well.
Since Brazos County Commissioners appointed Reeves to handle administrative duties, he's made two promotions. Johnny Campbell is made chief deputy, and Reserve Robert Hewitt returns to full-time duty.
You know, I can honestly say, I even told Commissioner's Court this, that it's probably 75% Brian's hired and 25% mine. So I think it's, you know, it's just one of those indications we're just keen on Brian's legacy and doing what Brian would want us to do as well.
And Reeves has moved to the Milliken area to establish Brazos County residency in order to be appointed to fill the remainder of Bachman's term. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan School District is in the second year of paying significantly less for electricity. The Bryan City Council was told at their last workshop meeting that Bryan ISD will spend $400,000 less than expected next year after saving $300,000 this year. City Manager Keene Register says it has to do with changing the way BTU sets electric rates.
And I don't believe we have many or any customers still on that, on the contract rate, simply because it is a subsidized rate, and the longer you go, the bigger gap it is for those customers to catch up if you ever do go to true cost.
Register says all school districts served by BTU were moved from negotiated contracts to rate categories that are determined by consumption. And in addition to new Texas license plates, the state's Motor Vehicle Department has implemented new state laws on getting new titles. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says photo IDs will be required in some cases.
They mandate identification for titling a vehicle and for first-time vehicle registrants. So those people need to be prepared to show a government-issued ID with a current photo for that type of transaction. And these rules are going to be in place as set through the next year.
And a year from now, Rose says the ID requirements will become a little tighter. The new leaders of the Salvation Army and Bryan College Station may be on their first assignment, but Lieutenants Jeremy and Michelle Walker have years of experience with this ministry.
We've been around for a while. My wife, her parents are majors in the Army. They run Abilene, and they're 45 years. They retire next year at 46 years that they've been doing it. And I've been around the Army for 20-some years, not in this position or by any means, but I've been around the Army for 20-some years. So, yes, we love the Army and what they support and what they do, and we're very thrilled to be a part of that and that the Lord's given us this opportunity to come and serve Him in Bryan College Station.
The Walkers are looking for volunteers in a variety of positions. Contact them at the Salvation Army in Bryan for more information. The Better Business Bureau has received consumer complaints from Texas and 40 other states about a payday lending group surprising customers with an additional fee.
They lure people into their web by offering them payday loans. Folks will call them up, usually an 800 number, and say, you know, yeah, I want to get some money borrowed. And what these complainants are running into is that they're finding out that they're being hit for $29.95 on either their credit card or through their bank account.
Brazos Valley BBB President Bill McGuire says the company's no longer answering complaint calls, meaning consumers have to notify Utah authorities. More details are online at WTAW.com. NASA and the University of Texas at El Paso have opened a Space Technology Research Center at the school's College of Engineering. The grand opening was held Thursday for the Center for Space Exploration Technology Research, which will focus on research and education in propulsion and energy engineering. It's part of a NASA project to get the nation's minority institutions involved in aerospace. UTEP President Diana Natalicio says the center will help train a new generation of Hispanics to work in the aerospace industry. Mason Peck, NASA's chief technologist, says the partnerships will help develop new technologies for future missions, as well as produce innovations to benefit the economy. The new center facilities are part of a $22 million renovation in the engineering college. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get the family ready for fun September 6th to the 9th with 4 days of excitement, including rodeos, concerts, carnival, fun run, livestock shows, delicious food, and much more. Tickets are just $10, and kids 4 to 12 are only $5. Season passes are available for $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, and Producers Co-op. All parking for the fair is free, and a free shuttle is available from the Health Science Center on September 7th, 8th, and 9th for satellite parking. For information, log on to BrazosValleyFair.com or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right. American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
September is Rolex Service Month at David Gardner's. And I say that because they're an authorized Rolex dealer. That's important. But you know what David Gardner's has that not many jewelers in a town this size have is a certified Rolex technician. It's Jerry Zerbe, and Jerry's been here for quite a few years. Most people have to send their Rolexes off to have the work done, the regular service that you want to do to maintain that quality timepiece that a Rolex is. But you know what? Because Jerry's right here, you can just leave your watch right here, and he'll give you a call when it's ready to go, and you can come back and pick it up. Now, here's the other thing, too, is you'll get use the service, you'll get a $100 gift certificate towards your next purchase at David Gardner's, too, if you have your Rolex service during the month of September. If you have somebody coming in for the game, you know, lots of Aggie jewelry for you to see at David Gardner's, and they are the official jeweler of A&M Athletics. It's David Gardner's Jewelers at 911 University Drive. Stop in and see them. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure still in control. Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up around 100 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Partial sun with the chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs tomorrow are going to be close to 90 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, it should be somewhere around 60. Then during the day Sunday, we're mostly sunny. Temperatures climb up to about 90, so hopefully becoming more comfortable through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:38. We want to talk about the one-armed festival that y'all have coming up this weekend. Can we talk about that? Okay, who would we talk to? You?
Are you on the phone? With...
Yeah, I think he's on the
No, that'd be perfect. Let me put this on hold, and we'll go here and awesome. Go here. Hi there. Okay, my name's Scott. Who are you?
I'm Tommy Lehman. I work at the local newspaper in Alney, Texas, where the annual dove hunt is held the first weekend of September every year.
How's the weather out there today?
Well, it's supposed to be over 100 today, yeah. Unfortunately. Their local weather forecasters are telling us this is the last 100-degree day for the year.
Oh, well, that's good if it's the last
right.
one. Yeah.
I hope they're right.
They lie.
they're like doctors. They're just educated guesses.
That's it. So anyway, these other two voices you hear, I'm Scott, and that's Kat.
Kat. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
And here's Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy from Aggieland.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the weather like there?
Well, it's the same thing. It's hot, you know, and the dove hunters are feeling the same thing down
they
here.
Are.
They're not happy with all this. Now, so people will know Olney is kind of northwest of the Metroplex. Is that about right?
Well, do you know where Wichita Falls is?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're southwest of there.
I got you.
About 45 miles.
Well, I was telling them, though, one of my favorite movies of all times is The Last Picture Show. And y'all are not far from Archer City, where they filmed that. And there used to be a town called Anarene out there a long time ago.
Sure.
Yep, so there you go. Remnants of Anarene.
There are remnants of Anarene.
Kind of like Stonehenge. You could go to the Anarene.
That's not quite that old. All right.
Now, so how long have y'all been doing the one-armed dove hunt out there?
This is the 41st annual dove hunt this year.
Goodness. No kidding.
How did that get started? Do you know?
Yes. Two one-armed local gentlemen, both by the name of Jack, the two one-armed Jack, were sitting around drinking coffee, and it was dove season, and they were talking about how they could shoot a gun, and that's how it started.
That's so cool.
Were both of them missing the same arm, or do you know?
No, okay. The opposite.
That's how the glove swap started.
Okay, so they traded gloves. That makes sense. Yeah. Very practical. Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of the co-founders did pass away several years ago. Yeah. So, but they're keeping it on. But it's more about the camaraderie of the of people that are upper amputees that can share their handicap with other people and they go away from here seeing it not as a much of a handicap as when they arrive.
And they probably don't feel so alone.
Yeah. Right. It's really, really good for kids people that have recently become amputees to come here and see that here's a town where people don't stare at you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've become accustomed to it, people walking up and down the street without one of their arms or a hand or whatever, and we don't stare. We welcome them and send them away with a little bit of Texas hospitality and hopefully a new outlook on their life.
So now, how many folks at the high numbers, how many folks do you generally have, not only just amputees, but other people who are there for it, support and stuff?
Oh, I wouldn't begin to even try to count the local people. The amputees are usually about 50.
Gotcha. Well, that's a pretty good number. You know?
It is.
What an amazing ministry.
Yeah, that's
You're
great.
Making
right.
a big difference for people.
It is. It's really great.
Ma'am, are a lot of them now coming back as veterans?
Oh, absolutely. There was a gentleman in here yesterday who's been here 41 times.
Oh, my golly. Wow, that's fantastic. So it's going on. It's always the, you say, the first weekend of the... of the month of dove season, and so
the first full weekend.
Yeah.
And what time do they officially kick off all of the?
They teed off this morning at the golf course.
Oh,
that's
did they?
That's the beginning of the festivities.
A shotgun start from the golf course.
Oh, very nice.
Oh wait, there's the shotgun.
It has
a different sound.
Hey, listen,
there is actually a dove hunt scheduled for tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
In the morning, there's a 5 cents a finger breakfast.
That's awesome.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, super. That's so good. Well, listen, I appreciate you telling us about that, and we may call you back in a year or two and see how things are going out there, and only as they have the beginning today, the one-armed dove hunt. Thanks a bunch for talking to us.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. 5 cents a finger. Put that gun down.
Okay.
All right.
I just like the idea of the shotgun started a golf course
like
for
that.
A dove
sure.
hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. So a mother in China has quadruplets, okay? And as might happen in a case like that, they look so much alike, she's confused.
Well, sure.
She's not sure which is which.
That's why you tie a string to each one of their feet of
okay.
a different color.
Well, she's come up actually with something that's... that lasts a little bit longer than that and is rather interesting.
Oh, no.
It's not a tattoo, is it?
No. Four sons, and what she has done is shaved numbers into their head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that now, like, and they're 6 years old now. They're labeled with numbers from 1 to 4.
Wait, she confuses them and they're 6?
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand if they were 6 weeks,
well,
but
no,
they're
they
6 years old.
Well, no, they apparently still look alike. There are apparently pictures around someplace for this. But anyway, Tan Chuan says that the kids look exactly alike, and she says the father can't tell which one is which, and so sometimes he would punish the second one for something that the third one did.
Oh, no.
So she just did that. She just went ahead and cut numbers into their hair. So that's how you can tell.
So did you say her name was Tan Juan?
Yeah.
Was there Tange 2 and Tange 3?
Yeah.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have 2 locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
September, the month everything gets back to normal. So to smooth this transition, Rattlers has some great specials to keep you cool and get you back in the swing of things. Like two king-size candy bars from Hershey, Mars, and Nestle's for only $2.22. Wash those big bars down with any size frozen drink from Icy, Siberian Chill, and Alligator Ice for only 99 cents. Of course, the after-work special with 24 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $18.29 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, tech in.
Hey, good morning. It's quarter till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a Friday. Kat is here. Kevin's here.
Good morning.
And morning.
I would like to say real quick, I have no idea who put the box of Kleenex in my room, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I've left you a note, whoever you are.
She's had like a drippy nose, and she forgot to wear a long sleeve shirt today. So
you're
really
so gross.
Thank you. All right, there
Scott
we go. Thanks
from the CDC stopped by earlier.
Yeah, and they said we need to do something about this. Okay, so when Rose Richdone started working at Macy's, women's wool cardigan sweaters cost $2.14 each. Your cotton gabardine raincoats for girls, $2.98. Twin size sheets were $1.11.
What year was this?
Yeah, that's the whole story. Your stainless steel flatware, just 16 cents a piece. A lot's
Holy
changed
cow.
Since then. But Rose retired on Wednesday at the age of 92.
Wow.
That's a long career.
73 years of service at the Macy's flagship store in New York City.
No kidding.
Yep, born in Pennsylvania. Rose and her family had moved to New York when she was just a child so that her brothers wouldn't have to end up working in the coal mines. And so they settled in Brooklyn, where they watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year, and she started working for Macy's in 1939.
Wow.
Holy cow.
She was an authorizer of the Department of Accounts Department in the flagship store on 34th Street in New York City. 17-year-old girl fresh out of high school, had never worked anyplace else. She worked there her entire career.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you imagine the hole that leaves with somebody trying to fill in?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about the Christmas bonus.
I'm just thinking about,
you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. What if I spent 73 years with all the same people at Brian Broadcast?
Well, but they'd leave. I mean, they'd eventually die or leave, see? She's the only one. She knows everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. So
goodness.
There. All right, at the airport of the future, you will tag your own checked bag and even board the plane without the assistance of an employee. In fact, the first actual employee you might encounter would be a flight attendant.
Do you have to frisk yourself?
I don't know how that part's going to work. Okay, I'm good. Alaska Airlines COO tells the Wall Street Journal, the future may not be that far off either. Alaska offers self-tagging baggage service in two airports so far. Eight more are coming this year. An American is launching the same technology over the next 2 years at a number of major airports and in Las Vegas. JetBlue is going a step further by allowing customers to self-board by scanning their own tickets, which is, you know, I guess I can understand that. But
sure.
Again,
I'm just not really understanding how this is gonna go against the kind of safety.
Jazz. I think this is probably post-security. I mean, I don't know that for sure.
You got to
check your bag though before you go into security, don't you? Any of your carry-on luggage, and I think that's probably what they're trying to get people to do that. You know, of course, curbside check-in is just the best thing in the world.
Yes, it is.
Golly, there's nothing better than
that. Do something with this, would you please?
Yeah, you know, here's a couple of bucks, and I don't have to go stand in line.
I think that, I'm agreeing.
Airlines say the new processes will save time and money and insist that it's not only getting rid of humans, their words, as one expert put it, rather increasing self-service, allowing human employees to focus on people who really need help. Obviously, the employees' unions not exactly liking this one too much. International Air Transport Association wants 80% of flyers around the globe to have a completely self-service experience in the airport by 2020.
I wonder how long that'll last, because when they tried that at grocery stores in the self-check, they're pulling a lot of those out because they don't work.
Right. Well, I know Albertsons, in fact, backed away from that. But you know what? I was in Sam's, and Sam's has that now.
Really?
Sam's has a self-checkout. You can't pay cash or check, but if you're using a credit card, you can do that. And I went in there yesterday and was going to do that because I was only buying a couple deals, but I was paying cash, and so I couldn't
use
it.
Were you going around eating a dinner of all samples?
No.
Did you take your wife out for
a
classy date
at Sam's
Club?
That's right, classy date. There we go. We're going there, and you can eat with a toothpick out of a little plastic cup. It's just wonderful.
Nothing says I love you like Sam's Club dinner.
Just like a cocktail party.
The best ever. No winner in last night's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery. That means tonight we're looking at $105 million, and no winner in Wednesday's drawing of the Powerball, so that's at $100 million. So they're both about equal. If you want to go ahead and burn some money on that, that's available. Speaking of burn, notice how he segues.
That was
such
nice.
A radio professional.
Nice.
The Amazon has introduced their new Kindle Fire HD. See, fire burn. The Kindle Fire HD, newest offering. During a media event in Santa Monica, Jeff Bezos, he's the CEO there, the Amazon guy, says the screen of the new Kindle will have better contrast and 25% less glare than the original Fire. They also said the Fire HD will come with two antennas to offer better Wi-Fi connectivity. According to USA Today, consumers will have two models to choose from. It'll be the Kindle Fire HD, one with a 7-inch screen for $199, and then with a nearly 9-inch screen for $299. But what's also interesting is at the same time they unveiled a new version of the original Kindle Fire. Price on that's $159, so they feel like they've probably got a price point for just about everybody.
This is starting to sound like a car dealership almost.
It is. This one offers a longer battery life and a faster processor than its predecessor, but you know they're getting into that part. And you heard this on the Wall Street Journal report maybe earlier this morning. It looks like Apple is going to try to get in on the old digital music niche that's been carved out by Pandora. The company's begun negotiating with record companies on licensing. And unlike the Pandora company, which is still in the red, which pays royalty fees to offset this, if this thing flies, it's probably several months away from a launch, but the Wall Street Journal says that Apple has begun talks to create this rival radio service similar to Pandora's, where listeners can punch in the name of an artist and that they like and then get selections from that singer or other singers that sound like that. They'll have ads on there because it'll be free.
Because Apple needs to find a way to make more money.
They really do. I'm so concerned about them.
I
really am. I just thinking, how in the world can they get better return on their investment? But I'm sure they'll stumble their way to it.
The Midtown Men are coming to town. Four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys, live in concert. Don't miss this jump-to-your-beat concert performance, celebrating the hits of the 60s. From the original Jersey Boys, it's The Midtown Men.
Presented by MSC Opus, Thursday and Friday nights, September 20th and 21st in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets now. Call 845-1234.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, Cross Tour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get the family ready for fun September 6th through the 9th with 4 days of excitement, including rodeos, concerts, carnival, fun run, livestock shows, delicious food, and much more. Tickets are just $10 and kids 4 to 12 are only $5. Season passes are available for $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, and Producers Co-op. All parking for the fair is free, and a free shuttle is available from the Health Science Center on September 7th, 8th, and 9th for satellite parking. For information, log on to BrazosValleyFair.com or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let me see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tickets. I love when I have an odd number. All right, 695-1620, 695-1620. Next person who calls me gets 3 tickets.
For what?
Tell Brazos Valley
Fair. To the fair.
Yeah. 695-1620.
Make that clear.
Oh, I thought, yeah, we just did the commercial.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're also going to tell you about...
I was still humming the Honda song. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that thing is older than you are.
Yeah, it is.
That commercial gets in my head.
Yeah, it's well, that's the reason. It's been around a long, long, long time. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Dan Garcia.
All right, Dan, I got, what did I say, three tickets. All right.
Okay.
Got three tickets for you. Thanks, man. All right. Hi there. Who's this? Hello? Wait. I didn't have the button pushed. Who's this?
Clay.
Clay who?
Clay Smith.
What do you do, Clay?
I'm the software developer.
Oh, all right. There we go. All right, let me see. That was two here. All right, pair of tickets for you, okay?
All right.
All right, come by and pick them up at Crystal Park Plaza. Here's our last winner for the day. Who's this?
Lee.
What's the first name again?
Lee Martin.
Lee Martin. All right, Lee, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. Are you the
Thank
one?
You so much.
Did I go to high school with you?
You did, absolutely, Scott.
Okay, that's a long time ago. All right, there you go.
Back when that Honda commercial came out.
That's right. Yes. His mom was a teacher at school, too.
Oh,
all right,
cool.
There you go. All right, that's it. That's all the tickets as far as that goes. Okay, five unusual uses for nail polish remover. You ready?
Yes.
Super glue skin swab. If you get your fingers stuck together with super glue, a nail polish remover does a great job of dissolving
it. Does it really?
It really does. I didn't get my fingers stuck together, but I was using some super glue the other day. And I didn't have nail polish remover, but I used acetone, which is obviously the stuff that works.
Sure. Yeah.
And but don't use acetone to take nail polish off. That's really not too good for you. It's a pretty strong stuff. Anyway, just dampen the cotton swab, rub it on there, and it'll break the glue seal. Window sticker goo remover.
That I knew.
Yep. You got, you know, gummy residue on your car window, like maybe if you're taking your inspection sticker off or whatever, you want to put some acetone on there. You can make all that stuff go away and clear it off. If you got a car that's like 27 years old and you've been, you know, putting those things on for a lot of years.
Been doing that for 25 years.
Computer keyboard cleaner. Dip a cotton swab in nail polish remover and gently rub the old gunk off your keyboard. Now, all right, look at your keyboard right now, everybody. Look at your keyboard. Okay. Now, you guys have white keyboards or dark keyboards?
Black.
I got both in here, but how about you, Kat?
The one in here is black.
Okay. Now, can you tell what is the dirtiest key on there? What is the dirtiest key on your keyboard? We may do that next week on the show.
I can't tell, but I can tell that the E and the space bar are the most rubbed off.
Yeah, because that happens every once in a while. Yeah, I understand that. But I happen to have on the white keyboard, I can tell. Well, I don't know. If they're dirty, does that mean they're used a lot or not much?
That is an excellent question.
It's used a lot because the oil from your skin gathers up. That's like the dirtiest thing in an office is a keyboard.
Yeah, but I mean, but if there's a clean area, that means it gets struck a lot.
Yeah, he's talking about, you talking about dirty in terms of which has the most germs or in which looks the most soiled?
Well, yeah,
because
that's
I can
it.
See
looks
how
the most
germs could look the cleanest if it's been, you know, especially if I've been using that keyboard with a cold.
Yes.
It could still be very dirty.
Yeah, but no, I meant
but
visible.
You mean the most soiled.
Right. Yeah.
Which would not be touched very often.
You see, if you were listening to another radio station right now, you'd wonder what the next Kenny Chesney song was going to be. This is so much more important
than
that.
This is compelling stuff,
this
man.
This is more important. This will give you something to do today as you're sitting there and the boss comes up and busts you for not working. You're going, they had this question today on the Infomaniac.
Or if you're doing your nails at work, you can always, oh, I'm just cleaning out the keyboard,
yeah,
bossy
that
wassy.
Too. But you're going, you know, they gave me a question for all times, and I'm pondering this right now. So,
well, it's the new guy. Mine's new.
Yeah.
Well, so mine's not really that dirty.
A scuff eraser. If you've got a vinyl floor, it's got a scuff on it. You can erase that with a little bit of nail polish.
You can also use tennis balls if it was rubber tennis shoes that did it.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting. And then China stain remover. Whip out the old cotton swab and lightly scrub that stain on your good dishes and then wash them with soap and water, and you ought to be good as far as that goes.
Do you remember what else you can use the fingernail polish remover for?
What was it, a quiz last week? I don't remember.
No, it was a couple weeks ago for killing butterflies.
Oh, that's right. We talked about killing butterflies.
How to make a kill jar if you collect insects.
That's right. And by the way, see, Kevin, you didn't know this. You're supposed to stick them with a special kind of pin because the other one will get rusty.
Yeah, normal straight pins get rusty.
Yeah.
They're special.
See, yeah. We'll go over that again
entomologist.
Had I have not known, I don't know that I would have been able to continue today.
That's right, but now you do. All right, on this date in history, in 1921, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the first Miss America pageant was held. It was a two-day event, 1921.